The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life settles in your soul. In your soul, in your soul. A century of dreams haunted the loggers and the cowboys. Double crossed by Old Sack and Salem. They cursed rough roads, hauling their loads, but they did their best to deliver.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Pretty much through the weekend, there are a lot of events around the country acknowledging the past 50 years, because this is the 50th anniversary. What's going on in Los Angeles? I just am interested in the two communities, the three communities that we represent. I'm on the East Coast outside of Boston. Victoria's down in New Jersey. Jennifer's in Los Angeles. So what are your communities doing? What activities do you see or have you seen taking place this week and this weekend surrounding Earth Day?
I think they use the month at a city and county level in L.A. to promote recycling programs. They really try to ramp up the efforts to get people to ride share, especially on Earth Day. There were a lot of signs on the electronic billboards that surround all of the freeways in Southern California encouraging people to ride share on Earth Day. So they use it. I don't know. I'm not familiar. I'm sure there are specific and individual celebrations that have probably happened this week, but I think for the whole month, the county uses it to try to promote their programs based on keeping things clean. And certainly it's about, for us, because we are such a big commuter city and county, it's about sharing rides, about recycling, about cleaning up the parks. There's a lot of conversation about that going on this month.
All right.
That's great.
What about where you are, Victoria? What's going on there?
Well, I'm in New Jersey at the Jersey Shore, and since we live on the beach, there's a lot of the stuff that we're seeing in our local community is about beach cleanups, and which I try to do all the time when we're walking the dogs on the beach.
Sure.
You know, there's so much trash, and
yep,
and it's so much plastic, like grocery store bags that float out to sea and choke wildlife in the ocean. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that it's just people are so irresponsible with their trash, and so that's kind of the main focus for us. We'll just be everyone doing beach walks and cleanups.
The American Family Farmer, which is another program that I host each week in addition to this one and the DJV program, is a focus on what's going on America's farms, the family farms, not the big agricultural overkill, big conglomerates that are too much a part of our agricultural landscape. But I am looking at some of the things. We talked a lot about seeds and the things that can be grown that don't have to be connected to the big ag businesses, the things that they would promote to try to get you to think that you're going to grow more. You may grow more, but will you grow better? And I think that there is a big now more and more focus on things. I have a composting operation on my farm that I'm very proud of. There are things like that that I'm interested in. The Captain Planet Foundation, I had not heard about them. Do you know about them? They have a Planet Alliance program that young people can use to be advocates for a lot of different environmental issues. If you're between the ages of 10 and 23, from anywhere, not only in our country, but around the world, you can register, join this alliance. And so it does, it's, you know, thinking about biodiversity. Some of the words are buzzwords, and some of them are kind of clanny and cliquish, and I don't like the buzzwords, but I do like the idea of conservation. I have been a conservationist all through my life, and I'm proud of it. I've conserved hundreds of acres of land surrounding my farm. I have conserved the lives of animals on my farm. I like the idea. I'm not, you know, always I challenge people who will come up to you and say, and they mean it politically, I'm a conservative, and they haven't got the first idea what really conservation is all about and being someone who conserves, saves, if you will, I think. So anyway, that's a focus on number 10. Earth Day number 9, social media, the things that are in social media this week, the comments from folks. I think when we look at some of this stuff, I was actually shocked late in the week to see the story about Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith talking about getting a divorce. Did you ladies see that?
I did. Yeah, I saw it in some of the tabloids.
Is that new, or are they talking about when they were separated?
No, they're talking about
I think they're saying if they head for divorce, what would that look like? I don't think that there's any real – I don't think there's been a story that says Jada's talking about a divorce or Will Smith, but I think people are speculating that their marriage won't withstand all of the stuff they did to it. And by the way, everything that we talk about, they're not victims of fame. These are things that they've probably done to one another. So it's been interesting. There was a story also this week that was that floated back to when I guess Jada and Will were first starting to date, and she was in a long friendship with the rapper who's now dead, Tupac, and I guess she had to beg Tupac not to beat up Will Smith at the beginning of their relationship. That story's been floating around. So it's interesting how the stuff that's gone viral this week is kind of about some of the more strange moments, I guess, in their relationship.
Interesting. The other thing that I saw that I thought was interesting this week, only because I have a relationship to Christopher Maloney. He used to live next door to me when I had a house in Santa Monica down at the beach, and he was my next-door neighbor, and he sold it to move up to the hills. He had a house up at the Hollywood Hills, and apparently he's just sold that because he thought it was haunted, or his wife probably did, knowing his wife. And that's not bad. I just think she would probably think of it about it and be more hysterical about it. So he's sold the house to the director of Red Notice, a fellow named Rawson Marshall Thurber. Red Notice, what was that? What was that? I don't know. Remember Red Notice. Anyway, so he paid $5.5 million for this five-bedroom, seven-bathroom house. It was an off-market deal. The house goes back to 1916.
Notice. Okay, yeah. So Red Notice is a great movie. That's the new movie with Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Ryan Reynolds and Gal Gadot. That's on Netflix. I love it. It's like a jewelry heist kind of caper movie. It's so good. But anyway, so that's the director.
The movie. It's not in the theaters. We can't see it.
No, it's on Netflix.
Yeah, okay, here we go. Anyway, he apparently has had problems with houses that may have been,
he's haunted.
In New Canaan, Connecticut, because most of the stuff they're doing now, the production of all of the Law and Order shows is done in New York. So if he lives in New Canaan, that's pretty close into the city. He had apparently a home on the Hamptons. You know, he's some pretty interesting homes, actually. It's more Hollywood gossip, and that's part of what's, you know, social media is all about, as it turns out. Okay, let's move to number 8. What's going on with Disney in Florida? More unpleasant revelations about Disney. I think we talked about this, Jennifer, didn't we, on the DJV program earlier this week? I think all of us did in terms of what is now being, what's becoming public about it. I don't know. I mean, I've never liked Disney.
Well,
never liked anything about them because I think that they're a bunch of greedy SOBs.
This is such a multi-labeled story, and I'll tell you honestly, like I root for Florida and Ron DeSantis. I like them, but this is retaliatory. But the question is, should they have ever been given these rights to own literally and operate like their own kingdom? I know that's what they call it,
right.
But should this have even been done?
So
just to give you a little context. So Florida writes their parental rights bill. The media dubs it the Don't Say Gay bill. That's not what it is. We could argue about whether it's right or wrong, but that is not what it is. It's not about not saying the word gay. They mislabel it. They push it around. You get corporations who start pushing back against it. Disney did not at the beginning, but then they got pressure to push back. So then they came out pretty publicly against Florida saying that this wasn't right. Florida then says, well, okay, you're going to start making waves for us. Well, we're going to say, hey, you're getting a lot of special treatment in our state of Florida. So let's look into that. And so then they bring up this thing about removing their rights from like this Improvement Act that is about 50 years old. And what that is that when Disney came to Florida, they brought a bunch of lobbyists with them. And they said, we have this plan for 38 square mile facility, which is now Disney World, but it was out in the middle of pasture and swampland. And so they build this whole thing. They're given special privileges from Florida to create essentially like their own thing that they could rule. They have their own little police world. Their own fire, their own little world, right, in the middle of Florida. Well, now the argument is, okay, was that ever appropriate, number one, because is that putting other corporations on the same playing field? Could we take the Stefan Multimedia and the DJV show and the Talk Radio Countdown and all of your properties, Doug, and go to Florida and say, we want an autonomous zone?
Yeah, I want my own town.
Right. Ooh. It's not quite
Stephenville.
Right, it's the haves versus the have-nots, right? We don't have the lobbyists or the power and the money to make that happen. So now there's another issue. So, yes, was it retaliatory on the part of Ron DeSantis and the Florida Senate? Absolutely. And Republicans who say it's not, they're lying to you. It is totally retaliatory from a Republican who loves Ron DeSantis in Florida. But that doesn't mean that this was right 50 years ago. And I think it is an interesting conversation about how the power that lies within lobbyists, where they could go in and get literally everything handed to them, like your own ability to, I mean, this gave them the right to permit all of their stuff. They didn't have to operate under Florida permit laws and rules and regulations and all that stuff. So it's kind of an interesting thing. But yeah, there's a lot of layers to the story for sure.
All right. Number 7 on the countdown is something we'll get to in a few moments. Race relations, we still have the top 7 plus some more comments from you, your listeners. That list coming up in a moment as well as we continue on this week's Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Mark contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
You know, number seven is race relations, and I said something earlier about, and I think it wasn't on this program, it was on the DJV show, about Black Lives Matter, that whole mission, it's not mission accomplished. I think that it was very necessary as it got started for us to pay attention, but I think it's gone a little bit too far, and so that I'm going to leave my comments at that because it's 21 past the hour.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Lucky Miller's Deli and Market has moved to their new location at 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, featuring mouth-watering sandwiches, French dip, Philly, tri-tip, New York steak, tri-nami, a combination of tri-tip and pastrami. Bite into a mouthful of flavor with a peanut butter and jalapeno jelly burger or the jalapeno bacon ranch burger. Lucky Miller's Deli and Market has moved to 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Our food speaks for itself. Call 530-691-4333. That's 530-691-4333.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, what is going on? That's what I want to know. What the heck is going on? Lots of comments from our listeners about issues this week that we want to go through. The comments from you. Thank you for participating in all of the question and answer. Just comments anytime. You feel free to. We're actually setting up a phone line that will take your comments as well. We haven't set it up yet. It isn't quite ready yet. But at any rate, in terms of your comments on either Twitter or Instagram or Facebook, the aforementioned Florida Disney situation, man, look at all these comments. John Walsick says, $1 billion debt bomb to sue the governor's oversized ego. Seems about right. Jason Moran says DeSantis is going to get ruined on top of ruining everything he touches. Obviously not a fan there. Jim Boyle, Disney will get what's coming to them. Pretty interesting and wide variety here. Linda Stone says woke minorities cause consequences for complacent majorities. Hopefully and eventually the chickens come home to roost. Kathy Ross sent a comment, and it reads, self-government never should have been started in the first place. Joe Roscoe says the debt comes with revenue. Also, I don't understand that. What does that mean? The debt comes with revenue. The state has planned. What does that mean?
I think maybe saying that Disney's brought a lot of money to the state, maybe, of Florida,
right.
Which is
part
of the promise, true. I'm sure, what Florida jumped on when they said, yeah come on in.
Of course they did. Greedy.
It's a lot of tourists, right?
More tax money
to
waste.
Go to Orlando.
Right. Tim Lowe says, so doesn't this just make Disney equal to all the other attractions like SeaWorld? No. Not even close. Okay. Next group of comments have to do with the war. How is the media doing when it comes to reporting on what's going on in the war in your thinking? Susie Ortiz says there are a lot of censorship in some of the stories. I don't think everything is being reported. I don't know. Was she talking about on their side or our side? I guess that would be the question. Danielle Ivey says, I'm trying to figure out why they're broadcasting live testimony for Johnny Depp and less mainstream media coverage of what's happening.
That's a good question.
In Ukraine.
Although, we're here for all the Johnny Depp drama. That's true.
That's it. Okay. Jim Mancuso says, well, would people care as much if they weren't white people fighting? I don't know what that means. There's a lot of people have different. If you go through the, not all Eastern, well, I'm going to dig into this and it will take away from the last comments, group of comments we have about mask mandating. And the fact that the mask mandate has been lifted, Al McEwen says, about time. Yep, I say that as well. Jeremy Winfield says, it's amazing to me people are even complaining. You'd think if they were so scared they needed a mask, they'd put themselves in places where people, where there aren't crowds. I guess that's what he means. Chris Meacham says, as someone that has to take long-haul flights to the mainland U.S., I welcome this ruling. Tim Lowe, he must be from one of our Hawaii stations. Tim Lowe writes, should be an individual choice. Let's get back to being a republic. Yes. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I think I'm very happy about the mask mandate being left to individual choices. I think if you think, well, you ought to have one on, you should wear one. And that should be the case with all of the things that turn out. COVID is over as we knew it. For 2 years, it's been a problem. There still are people that are getting sick. There still are people in the hospital. That's not going to change. It's not going to go away. The flu shots that you get this fall will deal with it. For now, we need to move on. 28 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
Remember us, the Tula Kid? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour. This is the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. With me is Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. The story list. Number 5 is a focus on crime and immigration on the list of top 10 stories, which, by the way, you can see every week. If you want to follow this stuff, you can go to talkers.com. Or you can go to djvshow.com. So, number 5, I think this is an interesting representation of a, this is sort of like a, this looks like a movie. The Handyman Did It. A case that has actually captured a lot of attention around the country has been solved. 51-year-old Gors, I can't even pronounce his name. Is it Orsolia Gal, I think, from
Queens?
That's the
Queens? Woman, yeah, Orsolia. Yeah,
yeah. Right. She was murdered.
What a story.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't this crazy? Go ahead, Judge. Go ahead, tell the story.
Well, no, you guys.
I don't want to jump in. Well, go ahead and tell the story because it is a wild story.
All right. So this guy was having an affair with this woman. They started doing work at the family's home 2 years ago. They had an on-again, off-again relationship. The two had gotten into an argument about the ending of the relationship. He stabbed her 55 times with a kitchen knife. Oh. And then he shoved her body into her son's hockey equipment bag, rolled her body 9 blocks away before just dumping it. But there was a trail of blood from the bag that led back to the house. And the lady's husband and one of the two sons were away that weekend. The other son was home. It was unclear if he heard what was going on or not. And so here we go. This is something. This is a movie. This is a movie.
It'll be a Lifetime movie for
sure. Oh, absolutely, yeah. Right?
Crime and passion.
And the thing that's also strange, too, is she was a beautiful woman. And
gorgeous.
The guy was like, ugh. Like, he was a nothing. I don't know.
But apparently, did you hear what she did? Like, I guess when the husband was away, like, she had her 13-year-old kid upstairs, and then she'd go up to a bar, and the bartender would say that she was, like, this classy lady, but that she, you know, she'd come in and have, like, I don't know if she just limited it to one, but she'd have a Moscow Mule, she ordered dinner, and she'd do it late at night, like 11 or 12 o'clock, which, look, I'm not being judging McJudgerton, and this is obviously a horrific story, but it is an odd, I think it's an odd pattern of behavior probably for most people with their
not
kids.
Not if you want to have an affair,
right.
It's not.
Yeah, that's, I mean, obviously you're looking for something like that probably, yeah. Right? I mean, that's perfectly normal if you want to do that, but he had a key. He knew where the key was hidden to the house because he had worked on the house before, so that's how he was able to get in and wait for her. Ugh.
So what nationality is she? She's Eastern European, right, wouldn't you say?
She looks white.
Yes, you would have liked her.
Yes, very
much
like
your
type.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah.
Okay. All right, thank you for that.
Well, she was beautiful. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, you know.
My type is beautiful women, yes, thank you.
Well.
Anyway, she looks pretty Eastern European to me. At any rate, that's
there.
But the
poor
kid
who was at home up in his bedroom.
Oh, yeah. She was scared. Oof. Number four on the countdown. Well, I guess there's one other thing. Coupled with crime is the crimes being committed by illegal immigrants. And with that story, there's an analysis this week from Governor Abbott in Texas's border patrol thing, whatever it is. There are people who have looked into what's going on, the doubling down of inspections for commercial trucks coming in from Mexico, causing all kinds of delays and this is a $9 billion problem at the moment. Abbott has rescinded the rule, but that's only because a lot of people threatening to stop, supporting him. He ordered the state troopers to conduct inspections of trucks, and it left, this is 3-4 days, and the food that's on the trucks is all rotting.
$9 billion worth of goods
were
lost. Horrible.
Yeah. He looks really bad.
He well,
for any
yeah.
number of reasons.
Truckers are not happy with him right now.
Yeah. Well, it isn't just the truckers. It's just
right, but they're the ones who had to lose everything that spoiled while they sat there for days.
The cargo is not theirs. The cargo belongs to whoever the shipper is, but still they lost not only was that a problem, but they lost revenue. If the trucks aren't moving, they don't get paid. So they sat there for 3 or 4 days and didn't get a nickel for it.
Yep.
So, all right, let's see. Number four, the January 6th committee. I don't know what else there is to say about this. I'm just so tired of reading stories about it.
Well,
I think
obviously it's in the news just because I think for a couple of reasons. One, Democrats are going to try to use it because it's an election year to try to remind people that Republicans are insurrectionists. So it's there for that reason. But it's also there because Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader of the Republicans in the House, there's a new book that's out that claimed to have footage of Kevin McCarthy saying Trump went too far. We want to pull Trump out of office. He's come out and said that that's inaccurate reporting. And so there's been a back and forth.
What does it mean, though, inaccurate? He doesn't say it's not true.
No, he said it's out of context or something like that. I don't know. Okay. Or he either denied saying it. To be honest with you, I'm so over the January 6th stuff that I really just blazed by and did what I hate, which is reading headlines. But he has come out and said that this was either out of context or he didn't say it at all, but he's been fighting it in the press trying to say he didn't say that. So I don't know if there's an actual recording that anybody's heard or if an alleged recording exists, but that's why it's become a story again this week.
Yeah. All right. So number three is COVID. And as far as I can see, the most important thing that happened this week regarding COVID has nothing to do with numbers. It has to do with the mask mandate being lifted. You can fly and you don't have to wear a mask. I guess I get the business about if you're in the subway and that sort of thing. But this is an educational process, not something people resent being told what they have to do. And with good reason if you're living in a free country. So tell people why they ought to wear their masks and encourage them to do it. And let's go from there. At this point, the COVID situation is not what it was when all this got started. We have COVID problems. There are people getting sick, and there are still people dying. But this mask mandate isn't going to save, you know, if you choose to, like my children, when they're in public places, choose to wear a mask. But that's as much as anything else because my daughter's husband has a mother that's compromised, so they want to protect her. My son's wife's mother has got a lung thing, but she also, you know, we've got a five-month-old baby that wants to be protected. And as a matter of fact, interestingly enough, in that family, there was an event this past weekend, and one of the children in, I think, one of the cousins, was in school with somebody who had COVID. The cousin came down with it, and the mother came down with it, and now it's gone around and around. And you hear a lot of stories about that. It isn't, COVID's not a death sentence anymore, at least Omicron's not, but there's still people getting sick. So wear a mask if you're in a circumstance that seems compromising. But to be told you have to wear one on an airplane is ludicrous, because the air on the plane now, because of what the airlines had to do to clean their act up, the air in the plane is cleaner than pretty much any place else you would be. And one who frequently flies finds it annoying as all get out to have to wear a mask.
The other thing, too, is if you think about it, you know, everyone milks the whole, well, you know, I'm drinking, or I'm actively sipping my drink, or I'm actively eating, you know, everyone's milking it anyway. And then half the plane has the mask below their nose. Mm-hmm. It's so stupid. People aren't even doing it right.
No.
I think what's going to be really confusing, though, is where I think we're headed, and that is that L.A. County, New York City have all said, well, you know, in travel hubs, meaning airports, now you have to wear a mask. And I think they're doing that to try to help bolster up the claims of the Biden administration at this point. So back to the masking if you fly into LAX, but then if you go into San Francisco, you can take the mask off. Or if you go to Vegas, you can take the mask off when you're in the airport. And then what's going to be even more confusing is now they're saying they might leave it up to airlines to decide. So imagine that. It may be really problematic for people to determine what the rules actually are, and how is it going to be safe to fly on a Delta flight but not on an American flight?
Yeah, that's
using an example. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Number two has to do with the war. President says there is a new humanitarian parole program to welcome Ukrainian citizens fleeing Russia's invasion, program known as Uniting for Ukraine, part of the administration commitment to welcome up to 100,000 Ukrainians. I suppose we should have talked about that in number five as well, the immigration story. The Homeland Security people have been telling reporters this week that they anticipate the 100,000 will enter the U.S. because or through this effort. And I get it. I'm okay with this, frankly. As long as we monitor it, make sure that the people coming in here are not troublemakers. That's the only issue.
Well, you have to have a U.S. sponsor. You have to have complete vaccinations, other health requirements. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of security checks and stuff that they're going to do. I think that there's such a spotlight on it that they can't mess this up.
They can't mess it up. They can't afford to mess it up.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Also this week, the Bidens have announced another $800 million in military aid for Ukraine, heavy artillery, that sort of thing. So far we've given them $3.5 billion worth of aid. And people don't know this, at least it's not public, because they don't want to have it public. We have soldiers, they're called advisors, on the ground teaching the Ukrainians how to use the stuff. They're well guarded, and so am I giving away something that I shouldn't be giving away? Nah, because there are enough. You got to know, the Russians know that there are Americans there, one way or another. So anyway, the troops are being trained to use these howitzers. They're also being trained on the special vehicles that are there. There's part of the intelligence package of what they're seeing. And they have these satellites that are viewing everything that's going on. Apparently, one of the things this week that was uncovered was a mass grave near Mariupol. You can see it. Horrible. There are pictures around of it.
The satellite images show it.
All right. Number one this week is the economy. The inflation rate, what it costs to buy a house now and a new car. One of the things that happened, though, interestingly enough, as all of the inflation takes place, Americans are spending more money than ever in the history of our country. Spending at retailers and restaurants up almost a point in the last month.
Billions, restaurant prices are insane right now.
I know.
Yeah.
$50 for a piece of fish that was 20. I mean, it's just
grocery
crazy.
Prices too. Buying all of our Easter groceries, holy smokes. It was like what I would normally pay about $150, $174 was close to $300. It is really a difference.
Didn't you say that they're adding someplace I looked at, I went to dinner once this week with a friend. I didn't see a tax or an add-in charge.
Oh, yeah. Some restaurants be careful. Check your receipts, because depending on where you are, some restaurants are adding a COVID tax.
Yeah.
And there's a steakhouse that opened in the village that we live in, and they have a 20% COVID tax.
Great.
So you pay your bill, you pay the regular state taxes, and then it's just more money going to the restaurant. So just make sure, sometimes it's not that clear on the receipt.
Right. Yeah. All right, so those are the stories. As you might imagine, Joe Biden is number one on the people list. Putin is two. Zelensky is three. That hasn't changed much over the course of the past week. But those are the stories and a lot of the conversation that we've had this week on the DJV program. Thanks to Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn. I'm Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the people list this week, the official list from Talkers Magazine at number 10, Emmanuel Macron and Marie Le Pen. She's running against him. She's very conservative. He's not. And so the French elections are the focus there. Number 9, Rudy Giuliani, showing up from The Masked Singer. Number 8, Elon Musk, doesn't have any place to live. Doesn't have a home. He's homeless. Number 7, Ron DeSantis. Seems to be, depending on who you talk to, the greatest guy in the world or public enemy number one. Mitch McConnell is at 6. Trump's at 5. Catherine Kimball Mizell, who's the judge that overturned the mask mandate, is number 4. Zelensky is 3. Putin is 2. And Jumpin' Joe, he's our president. Joe Biden is number 1 on the people list. So that's the official list from Talkers for this week. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ahmad Nuristani, an internal medicine physician who's been taking care of thousands of patients in intensive care units. A little over 2 years ago, I was introduced to a product called Balance 7. I was amazed how quickly it helped my patients. The results have been wonderful. I now recommend Balance 7 to all my patients. Order Balance 7 so you can experience great results for yourself. Go to balance7.com and improve your quality of life.
Get your body back in balance with balance7.com. I use Balance 7 and my energy level has gone up. My arthritis and joint discomfort has gone down. And my acid and digestion no longer a problem. Get back in balance with balance7.com. Order today at support@balance7.com. That's support@balance7.com. Or call balance7.com at 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. Your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show, the story list for the week of April 18th to the 22nd, courtesy of Talkers Magazine. Get the list at talkers.com or at djvshow.com. At number 10, Earth Day. Kind of interesting things going on around the country this weekend that lots of people are talking about. Number 9, trending stories on social media. Number 8, Disney getting basically pushed out of the park, if you will, in terms of tax benefits. Number 7, all the problems with the races, race relationships, educational problems and issues. Number 6, crime, and number crime as it relates to our immigration policy. That's number 5. Number 4, January 6th. Number 3, the mask mandate as it applies to COVID-19. Number 2, the war. And number 1, the economy. Those are the big stories this week, according to research done by Talkers Magazine.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
So, your tax refund just arrived? Forget the new car stereo. Spend your money on finally fixing up that eyesore with a new paint job or collision repair at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Whether it's peeling paint, dents, or rust, Mako offers free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Or stop by Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive today.
Publishing right now for a free consultation. We'll help get your great idea out of your head, on paper, printed, and sold. It's a free, easy call. We're trusted by thousands of book authors just like you. So don't wait another day. Call now.
800-401-8319. That's 800-401-8319. Call now. 800-401-8319.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 53 past the hour now. It's Tech Talk time. Well, let's see if we can get to the top 5 items here this week in technology. Victoria Keeling has done the research, as she usually does. Number 5 is a focus on Airbnb and what happened at that Pittsburgh party where the shooting took place.
Right. So after that shooting, which was on Easter weekend, it was a horrible event. 200 people were there at this party in Pittsburgh, in the East Allegheny neighborhood of Pittsburgh. As many as 50 rounds were fired inside the house alone. They think it was really 90 rounds total. People were jumping out of windows to escape the gunfire, and 2 teenagers were killed. 8 other people were shot. Airbnb now says that they are suing the person who hosted this party, and this is the person who rented the house through Airbnb. The property owner's probably also going to get into the lawsuit as well, because the violation with Airbnb's policy is that you can't have more than 16 people, and there's a curfew from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m., and that restricts entire home listings made by people under the age of 25. So there were numerous violations here, and Airbnb has said that they are going to take this to court. And I think that's kind of the only way Airbnb can come out of this looking okay, is to make sure that they pursue this, you know, to the fullest extent.
Number 4, on our countdown is a focus on YouTube and what they're doing for baseball.
Yeah, this got some mixed reviews in terms of making headlines this week. So YouTube and Major League Baseball have renewed their streaming agreement for the 2022 season, and it will result in 15 regular season games being shown exclusively on YouTube. The first game is going to be streamed on May 15th between the Washington Nationals and the Colorado Rockies, and The problem, though, some people think this is great because they can see, you know, they can watch the games without subscribing to a sports package on cable. The problem, though, is that they're splicing up where you can see all these games. Apple TV Plus has Friday Night Baseball. They also have a weekly doubleheader in 8 countries, exclusively on Apple TV Plus through the regular season. Peacock has 18 early Sunday games beginning May 8th. They're all exclusive as well. Amazon Prime Video has 21 of the New York Yankee games in the home market during this season. And Amazon also simulcasts in-market games with the YES Network, which is the Yankees network. So YouTube has 15 games that will be available live and free to fans. But again, it's really splicing up where you can actually follow your home team, and that's what's getting a lot of complaints.
Mm-hmm. Number 3, Department of Justice charging Russians with disinformation. What a surprise.
So a prominent Russian legislator and two of his aides have been charged with running a disinformation campaign targeting U.S. citizens, including lawmakers, for several years. Alexander Babakov is 59 years old. He and his two staffers allegedly operated international foreign influence and disinformation to promote the interests of Russia. And this went from 2012 to 2017. The FBI had been tracking this, and these Russians attempted to woo American lawmakers. They gave them all expenses, paid trips to Europe, and they sought to orchestrate meetings with influential people, and so offering lots of free travel to one Congress member who got caught. We don't know that person's name. That has not been released, but not a good look, and at least, you know, we've caught the three people who are behind most of it.
Number 2 is about crypto.
Yeah, March's massive theft from a crypto service built to support a video game has been tied to a hacking group associated with North Korea. Again, not a shock. In March, Ronin, which is a tech company, announced that $620 million worth of crypto coins in Ethereum tokens were stolen by a hacker from its network bridge to the Axie Infinity game. So the bridges actually between these games where people pay for, you know, things with Bitcoin, it's called play to earn video games. So you basically have like a bank of tokens that you use, and the bridge that manages those tokens, that's what's being hacked, and it's happening a lot. So the bridges are really the problem, but if you are someone who is a gamer and you do have crypto tied to a game, you are at a significant risk depending on, you know, what game you're playing. So as of right now, they've been able to reimburse people who lost money, but in the future, I don't know that they're going to have endless funds for that.
Number 1 is Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix was the most dramatic storyline of this week in the tech world. They had lost 200,000 subscribers globally compared to the Q4 of last year. They think they're going to lose 2 million by the second quarter alone. The stock took a huge dive, and they're trying to figure out how to stop people from sharing passwords because that's, you know, they're losing a lot of revenue.
Right. All right, there they are, the top 5 items from the world of technology this week. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here at 59 After the Hour.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Be mindful of what you do. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once, a shepherd rescued a wolf cub. He raised the cub as his own, and as the wolf grew, he even taught him how to steal sheep from neighboring flocks. Then one day, the wolf stole a sheep from his own shepherd's flock, and the shepherd reprimanded the wolf. But the wolf simply asked, "Wasn't it you who taught me how to steal? If you teach evil, you will get evil, even if that's not what you mean to be doing." The next time you go to gossip about someone or tell a little white lie, be mindful that others are learning from your actions. Regardless of what you want others to get from you, what they are actually getting is what you are actually doing. Remember, people see your actions, not your intentions. For more on awareness, visit drchristianconti.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstro.
Un grand vent de liberté aurait pu se lever sur le pays. Le sort des urnes que je respecte.
Marine Le Pen today conceding defeat in the French presidential election, telling supporters she respects the fate at the ballot box. Incumbent Emmanuel Macron comfortably won a second term today, triggering relief among allies. The nuclear-armed power won't abruptly shift course in the midst of the war in Ukraine from European Union and NATO efforts to punish and contain Russia's military expansion. The vote, 41.5% for Le Pen, 58.5% for Macron. He becomes the first incumbent president to be reelected in 20 years. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky meeting with Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in Kyiv. Zelensky's been pressing the West for more powerful weapons as Russian forces concentrate their attacks on the East, including the last Ukrainian troops in Mariupol. On NBC's Meet the Press today, Deputy National Security Advisor John Finer said things are not going well for Russia.
Has already lost many of its initial war aims. They have intended to divide the West. They have resulted in a West and a NATO alliance that is much more united than it's ever been. They thought that they would unsettle and undermine and maybe even overthrow the Ukrainian government. President Zelensky is firmly entrenched in power, and Ukrainian democracy continues.
Meanwhile, the price at the pump has dropped just a bit, you might have noticed.
Gasoline prices are down 3 cents in the past 2 weeks, and the average for regular grade is $4.24. This makes a total drop of 19 cents over the past 6 weeks.
As fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg, it's still over $1.20-something from a year ago, but she found the highest average price in San Francisco Bay Area, $5.71, the lowest $3.70 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Almost every day we hear about another major corporation that's gone woke, tormenting their employees with leftist propaganda and funding organizations who seem to hate this country, traditional values, and the U.S. Constitution. That's why I'm proud to support Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they have the same cell phone towers as the major carriers, so you get the same great service. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional support. More importantly, Patriot Mobile shares your values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, and the sanctity of life. Go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA and switch today. Or call 972-PATRIOT, free activation code GORKA. They also have extra discounts for veterans and first responders. Support a company that loves America, loves you, and shares your values. patriotmobile.com/GORKA, 972-PATRIOT.
The State Department recently announced it was paying more than $2 million per month to protect former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and former top aide from serious and credible threats from Iran. The U.S. has demanded that Iran cease plots against the lives of U.S. officials, but Tehran's rejected that demand. Speaking with the Salem Radio Network this week, Hudson Institute senior fellow Michael Doran criticized the Biden administration for continuing diplomacy with the country.
The Iranians, while they're negotiating the return to the nuclear deal, the Iranians tried to kidnap an Iranian American journalist in Brooklyn, and they were going to kill her, presumably, and it barely made the news.
Meanwhile, Russia's invasion of Iran brought a halt to international negotiations over Iran's nuclear program, and the path ahead remains unclear. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Orrin Hatch, the longest-serving Republican senator in history, died yesterday at the age of 88.
His foundation made the announcement. Hatch, who served as Utah senator until his retirement in 2019, was a staunch conservative on most economic and social issues, but he also teamed with Democrats on issues ranging from stem cell research to rights for people with disabilities to expanding children's health insurance. Hatch championed GOP issues like abortion limits and helped shape the U.S. Supreme Court. He was also noted for his side career as a singer and recording artist of music with themes of his religious faith, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. and Israel say President Biden's accepted an invitation to visit that country in the coming months. Mr. Biden sharing the news with Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett during a conversation Sunday, but neither country is giving a timeline for the trip. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965. Wilderness.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour now. This is the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. I think I have to say that every week that it's the official. Is there another Talk Radio Countdown Show? No. So this is the one and only Talk Radio Countdown Show. Right, Michael?
Yes, but it is official. It has the Doug Steffen seal of approval.
I've dubbed it the official Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Well, I think I told you the story many years ago. We were my production company was hired to create another of those histories of rock and roll that are very popular, like a whole weekend special. It was a 48-hour special. It takes a year to produce a thing like that.
Oof.
And we came up with a name that we thought was a joke. We called it the official history of rock and roll. Because how do you have an official, who's the official, you know, government running rock and roll?
Right.
And so we meant it as a snarky name, the official history of rock and roll, because there had been so many before. Right. And nobody laughed. The main broadcasting company for whom we produced this, I think it was ABC Radio Networks at the time, they accepted it unquestioning. It was promoted. Nobody in the press. I mean, it was one of the big shows of the decade. Nobody questioned how do they come across, you know, what gives them the right to call it the official history of rock and roll. And it stood. But we had meant it as kind of a, you know, ironic
shot.
Joke.
Right. Yeah. I worked on a station in Cincinnati for a couple of years, and there are two talk stations, WLW and WCKY. And I was on CKY, and the boss had lots of balsam. And so WLW declared that it was the official everything, official traffic report, official weather, you name it, it was official. So this guy, Tom Severino, who's the general manager, just took all that stuff and said, we're the new official traffic station and the new official weather station. And, you know, that's about as much weight as it had.
And there are interesting terms like the authorities. That's a word. Government officials or any kind of organization, you know, Disney officials.
Right. The official spokesperson.
Right. Then the funny one that I always laugh at as being the height of BS is when a sponsor becomes the official truck of the Super Bowl, or
right,
the official fast food chain of
toilet of the Red Sox.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
That, speaking of toilet of the Red Sox, I was just talking to Phil. Did you see any clips of that brouhaha, that melee, that that bench-clearing brawl that took place between the Red Sox and the Mets AA farm teams in the third inning when a batter got hit by a pitch and all of a sudden there were 30 guys on the field beating each other?
No, all I saw, the picture of Tyson pummeling the guy on the plane. That was the only fight I saw this week.
Was that pay-per-view or is
I'd probably make it to pay-per-view at some point in time.
Did you actually see the video of it?
I did, in fact, yeah. There's no question Mike still has it. And this guy's got a bad, he's going to have a sore face amongst other things. Anyway, all right, let's get to our story list, please. And the people list, the official list from Talkers Magazine. This week published at Talkers.com and at DJVShow.com. In case you missed the beginning, I'm Doug Steffen. This is Michael Harrison. And these are the lists.
At number 10, we have climate change, and that's tied with Earth Day. At number 9, big tech and social media. At number 8, the Florida Disney flap. At number 7, race relations. Number 6, education. Number 5, crime and integration. Immigration, rather. At number 4, January 6th committee, the coming elections, and Donald Trump activities. At number 3, COVID-19.
Trump activities.
Trump activities.
He's checking the menu in Mar-a-Lago. That's big deal.
He's checking the menu, he's playing records, and he's running the GOP.
There you go, all at once.
All from one hotel. Mm-hmm. COVID-19 is at number 3. At number 2, down after about a week, after a month and a half of dominating at number 1, the Russia-Ukraine war. And it's tied with U.S. foreign policy. And the French election is being talked about. And number 1 is the economy. The people on the list, Emmanuel Macron.
By the way, I think that's very appropriate this week because even though I was sort of surprised to see that. We for so long had COVID right there. And now, of course, since the war started, it was number 1. But I think it's a very interesting acknowledgement how the inflation rate, what people are spending to go to a restaurant, how much it costs to buy a car, what the interest rate is on buying a house. That affects us at the moment. That's why it's so appropriate to be number 1, because it affects all of us. And unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, the war doesn't. So anyway, excuse me, but because
you say appropriate. I mean, this is a reflection of our reading of reality.
Yeah,
the economy
right.
is the most. We're not saying it's the most important topic. We're saying it's the most talked about topic.
Yeah, right. I'm saying it's the most important as well. You don't have to say that. I'm just saying. Right. I think it affects far more people at the moment than the war does. Psychologically, we're bundled up with the whole thing going on in Ukraine, but it's not affecting our lives.
Let's just say it feels like it affects us more.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That way.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
As to how much any of these issues will affect us depends, one, on our own personal lives, mm-hmm. and two, which way, the cookie crumbles. If you have somebody in your family who died from COVID, well, it affects you even more than the economy. There's a lot of aspects to determining the impact of all of these stories.
Got it.
The People Survey, at number 10, we have Emmanuel Macron and Marine Le Pen. And that's a very interesting race in terms of where the Western world will be standing.
For some reason, people don't think women should be conservative. Isn't it interesting how people react, like to Marjorie Taylor Greene? She's a woman, she's a conservative? It's just for some reason, at least the circle that I... and people that talk to me on the air or people that communicate often have interesting things to say about women who are, and I don't even like conservative because we're talking about Earth Day and that's what real conservation is about. Conservative, I think, is the misnomer. They are right of center. People understand that, or left of center. I just think it's interesting how many people, at least in my world, folks I come across, think it's inappropriate for a woman to be right of center. How do you like that? Does that say it the right way? Well, you said your truth.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
I mean, there was a famous gal named Maggie Thatcher,
yep.
who, from my perspective, kind of changed that perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But you know
what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. I just think that that's a syndrome that has undergone change.
Yeah.
In the last years and decades, but I do remember. Well, an equal aspect of that type of stereotyping is with African Americans. There are a lot of people who cannot believe that a black American would be conservative.
A Republican, right? Yeah.
A Republican.
Who is this Larry Elder anyway? What's the big idea?
Of course there are conservative women, and of course there are conservative African Americans, and Jewish people are not all Democrats. That was a stereotype for a long time. Stereotypes don't hold up under the spotlight of scrutiny, but they also don't hold up with the changes that happen. Mm-hmm. And one of the things, you know, you said something very telling, and I'm not attacking you on it, I'm just pointing it out, it's something that I'm concerned about with me and everybody, is when you say, at least the people that I hang around with, or at least my circles, we have to talk to people outside of our worlds.
Yes, we do.
You know, handle on stuff.
I shouldn't have put it that way, because that's not really true when I analyze it, because the people I talk to, the most are the people I'm on the air with.
who basically disagree with everything you say.
Well, that goes without saying. So anyway.
All right. Well, number nine is Rudy Giuliani.
Did you see him on The Masked Singer?
Rudy Mask and Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm.
Rudy is at nine. Elon is at eight.
He's homeless.
Who's homeless?
Elon Musk doesn't have a home.
Important.
Stays with his friends. Didn't know that?
I can't figure him out at all. He's a mystery man to me.
Good.
I suspect he's from another planet, and that's why
maybe
he wants to go there.
Go back. Yeah.
He wants to go back to his home, Mars.
Go home. What is it? Phone home, E.T.?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The official sci-fi movie.
Oh, yeah, right.
Ron DeSantis, the official governor. He's at number seven. Mitch McConnell, he's kind of an official of something.
Official old fossil, yeah.
Official, two sides of his head, mouth, or whatever. He talks out of every orifice at number six. Donald J. Trump. He's at number five. Catherine Kimball Mizell, she's a judge,
mm-hmm.
at number four. Vladimir Zelensky is three. Vladimir Putin is two. And Joe Biden is number one on the people survey. And it's been another crappy week.
Is Vladimir, I think that's the Russian for Joseph, isn't it? Are those guys, I think they're all Joes. Joe Biden, yeah. Joe Putin, and Joe Zelensky.
They're all just regular Joes.
Regular Joes, right. Regular guys.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, I want to talk about going back to January 6th and the aforementioned Marjorie Taylor Greene, plus a little more on Earth Day. Well, lots of things will come, I'm sure, under our scrutiny as we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 18 past the hour.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show, the story list for the week of April 18th to the 22nd, courtesy of Talkers Magazine. Get the list at talkers.com or at djvshow.com. At number 10, Earth Day. Kind of interesting things going on around the country this weekend that lots of people are talking about. At number 9, trending stories on social media. Number 8, Disney. Getting basically pushed out of the park, if you will, in terms of tax benefits. Number 7, all the problems with the races, race relationships, educational problems and issues. Number 6, crime, and number crime as it relates to our immigration policy. That's number 5. Number 4, January 6th. Number 3, the mask mandate as it applies to COVID-19. Number 2, the war. And number 1, the economy. Those are the big stories this week, according to research done by...
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, 23 past the hour. Doug Steffen with Michael. With Michael Harrison, and that's it. Yeah, Michael Harrison is here.
You forgot for a second.
I was about to say Michael Horn, who's another great broadcaster in our focus, but not for any reasons that we can talk about on the air.
Michael Horatio Hornblower.
Yes. Number 4 this week on the story list is the continuing story about the January 6th outrage. Marjorie Taylor Greene faces some stiff opposition and a legal challenge because she has taken a rather awkward position when it comes to the January 6th affair. And so there are people in her district that think she's not fit to serve. Therefore, they're starting a petition or a legal suit to keep her off the ballot. How can that?
How do you do that?
She's being impeached.
Yeah, but how do you? You can't really do that, can you?
Not, I don't know.
You can try and make a lot of noise. But,
you know, she thrives on controversy.
She does.
Mm-hmm. And I guess there are enough people in her district that relate to that. And that's mm-hmm. why she got elected.
Is that what people are supposed to do when they're elected to office like that? To make a lot of noise and make themselves seemingly look silly instead of voting? I often think about this, and I've said it on the air many times. When I did a more political program, when I was in Florida, one of the congressmen left for some reason. I can't even remember what it was, but people urged me to run. And I'm going to run for Congress. And then I thought, what would this all involve? And most of the time, as a congressperson, you spend raising money for your next election.
Right.
Which is pretty absurd. And that's Marjorie Taylor Greene has a big, a support mechanism based not on what she does to serve her constituents, but what she does to raise money and who she,
right.
you know, who she can get connected to that'll help her get elected. She doesn't represent. I don't think she represents the majority of the thinking in that district at all. And I don't think she gives a damn about what people in that district. And that's the problem with too many people in Congress, don't you think? They really don't speak to their constituents and do what the representative form of government asks them to do. They raise money and get money from big donors, and that's, you know, the big donor calls up and says, I don't like this bill, so you better vote against it.
And they get money. They get money from outside the district. They get money from across the country. Of course, somebody who goes against Marjorie Taylor Greene because of her high profile and are able to establish themselves as a reasonable candidate, they too will get tons of money from all the people across the country that hate Marjorie Taylor Greene. This business, you know, one hand washes the other.
Right.
You know, it's like professional wrestling. You know, the two guys that seem to be having the big feud are really buddies.
Right, exactly.
And partners. They work together.
Speaking of... Go ahead.
That's it. We're tripping over each other.
Who's
our
first?
Ability to work cohesively is over.
Number eight this week is what's happening to Disney. I say it's about time. What do you read into that, and what have people been saying about it? Because if it wasn't for the war and stuff, we'd be talking about this a lot more.
It's a very complicated issue. It just basically, Disney and DeSantis are at odds with each other over a couple of bills, the main one being the parental rights bill, otherwise called the Don't Say Gay bill. And DeSantis is punishing them by convincing the legislature to overturn an old ruling that basically paved the way for Disney to be established by giving them tax breaks and the ability to police their own territory, et cetera, et cetera. Of course, the result of that has been a boom for the Florida economy. It's complicated and very political.
Yep. Sure is. All right. Well, anyway, it'll be interesting to see how that restructures that whole area. 38,000 acres of land that Disney bought under a different name so he could buy it cheap. And now they've created their own world within a world, if you will. I think they deserve some of the negative press they get. 28 past the hour.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and you get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ahmad Noorestani, an internal medicine physician who's been taking care of thousands of patients in intensive care units. A little over 2 years ago, I was introduced to a product called Balance 7. I was amazed how quickly it helped my patients. The results have been wonderful. I now recommend Balance 7 to all my patients. Order Balance 7 so you can experience great results for yourself. Go to balance7.com and improve your quality of life.
Get your body back in balance with balance7.com. I use Balance 7 and my energy level has gone up. My arthritis and joint discomfort has gone down. And my acid and digestion, no longer a problem. Get back in balance with balance7.com. Order today at support@balance7.com. That's support@balance7.com. Or call balance7.com at 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Shasta High School Music Department presents their 53rd annual musical Fiddler on the Roof, a story about the struggles to balance tradition and culture while allowing growth in a small Eastern European village. Production dates are May 5th through the 7th and May 12th through the 14th in Reading. This Tony Award-winning show will include famous music from a live orchestra. Reserved seating tickets are $20, and opening weekend tickets for K-12 students are only $5. For more information, visit ShastaHighChoir.com or call 530-341-2988.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
So, your tax refund just arrived? Forget the new car stereo. Spend your money on finally fixing up that eyesore with a new paint job or collision repair at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Whether it's peeling paint, dents, or rust, Mako offers free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Or stop by Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive today.
Reading is already heating up. Book your travel now to the Pacific Northwest with Alaska Airlines and enjoy daily nonstop service from Reading to Seattle. You can enjoy a cool weekend in Seattle or connect with Alaska Airlines to anywhere in the world with the One World Alliance. Dreaming about that Alaskan cruise? Fly direct and sail away. At Alaska Air, they care a lot. Check out great places to travel and book your next trip now at alaskaair.com/Reading.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Qualified candidates, your 1% mindset in production will deliver the highest income and career growth for you and your family. My parents taught me the value of hard work. Seize the day. God did not create us for mediocrity. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information, check out my show at BillMartinezShow.com.
After the hour now, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I hesitate to... It's the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. I think we've
it's still the official. Did you fill out the form? Did you renew the form?
I did. And I signed it in blood.
Good, because you have to fill that form out and send $6.92.
Right. To
the official committee.
Chicago. What was Chicago 66666? What was the Spiegel catalog? Wasn't that...
Oh my
send your...
Spiegel, right, Chicago, Illinois, 60601.
There it is, 606. Thank you. All right.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
But Ty, don't you remember all the ads? Come on. Baloney, you remember. The Spiegel or whatever it was.
The Spiegel catalog? I remember the Sears catalog.
Sears. No. Sears
I remember catalog. The Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval.
All right, this is getting silly.
No, it's not
that we shouldn't be silly.
Why don't we should sell the Talk Radio Countdown show Seal of Approval.
Okay. How is it worth?
Whatever the heck we can get.
You know how you buy things and it
says on the it says as seen on TV.
I love that one.
Yeah.
As seen on TV.
As seen on TV.
It looks like TV Guide.
They use the
same TV logo as TV Guide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Although I'm not sure what the status of TV Guide is anymore.
Mm-hmm. No. I don't think
In fact, I'm not even sure if there's such a thing as TV anymore.
Oh,
is that
on.
There's a term that TV.
Television.
It's now video.
Speaking of television big stars, I see our friend... Bill O'Reilly got into a jam this week.
He's my podcast this week, and I didn't know that happened.
Yeah.
We recorded it right before it happened. Poor Bill O'Reilly got caught on somebody's iPhone berating an employee at JetBlue. I'm going to have your job.
Yeah, right. Let me see your badge number.
Do you know who I am?
I'm sure all of that happened.
Come on, Bill. Why do you do that? Why do you feed into these?
Because he's lost his touch. He's lost his earthly connection.
He's been that way a long time.
Yes, he has.
Yeah.
Yep, he's been that way. Pretty arrogant since the beginning, since it went to his head. You can't let any of this stuff go to your head. Because it's fame is fleeting, as somebody said.
The one thing you really got to be, you got to be really careful about bullying somebody who's doing their job.
Yep.
And has no real power over the situation.
Mm-mm.
And no matter what it is, you just got.
So I'll tell you, this is me being laying myself completely open. I pull that stunt. One morning at 4 o'clock on my way to the studio in Los Angeles, or maybe it was 2 o'clock, I don't even remember what it was, when I first started working at KBC.
KBC.
Yep. It was.
We know you're in trouble when I have to help you with the call letters that you worked at 30 years ago.
The only station in L.A. I haven't been on is KFI, so I sometimes forget which one.
Should say the only station you haven't been thrown off of.
Yeah. I didn't get thrown off at KBC. Well, I suppose in a sense.
No, I don't know. What are you saying?
Yeah,
go ahead. Go back to laying yourself bare. I want to hear this.
Anyway, I live in Ocean Park, which is on the beach, and the Santa Monica police are very observant as to what's going on at 2 o'clock in the morning, or whenever it was, 3. It was early in the morning. So I went through a stop sign and didn't stop completely.
Wow.
And I got out of the car. He came over to me and started to give me the old 1-2. And I said, "Do you know who I am?"
Oh, no.
Just like that. Yep.
Oh, no.
And you know what?
Reese Witherspoon.
Yes. And he said, "Yes, I do." He said, "Why do you have a Massachusetts driver's license? And why do you have a car registered in Massachusetts?" And I told him. And he said, "Well, I actually like listening to you, so I'll give you a warning."
Oh, wow.
And so that was the end of that. But that was the only time in my entire career I have ever done that, and I felt really stupid after I did it. But it seems to have worked. So
I had a similar situation in Santa Monica.
Did you?
I was driving down Wilshire Boulevard. I got pulled over. I said to the cop, "Do you know who I am?" He said, "No." I said, "I'm Doug Steffen's friend." He said, "You're under arrest." Sometimes it
Perfect.
Works, sometimes it doesn't.
Sometimes it doesn't. Right, exactly. How many people on the air these days with so much podcasting? And, we know there are fewer jobs, good jobs in talk radio, but there are a lot of jobs in podcasting. And
But they don't pay.
Well, that's my question. There is a big to-do about radio hosts going to podcasting because the people that are represented by the folks who have agents who get normally 10% of whatever you make, they don't like the fact that some of their clients are going over to podcasting because they don't make as much money as they had been before. But what they don't realize is that those jobs are going away anyway on the air. That's why the hosts sort of resort to podcasting, because they got no other place to be heard. How often do you think that's the case, by the way?
Well, you can't quantify something like that, because it's all mixed up. In most cases, podcasting is an extension of a person's brand promotion.
Yes.
Because there's multi-platform broadcasting today. I don't know if people are going to it for money. I think they're going to it as an extension of their brand. And one of the processes that are going on right now in broadcasting is figuring out a way to increase revenue, or monetize, as the word is
yeah.
used, these different platforms. So it's complicated. But yeah, if a person is out of work and they are by their occupation is they're a radio broadcaster or performer, a talent, many are turning to podcasting because it is a way to have an audience if you do have a following, or to make a following and be out there and do a show, which couldn't be done back in the days before the internet. So,
do you listen to podcasts?
Yeah, I do.
You do one?
I do a podcast. I do a radio show that some people think is a podcast, which is interesting. A lot of people think my radio show and my podcast are the same show.
Yeah.
It's very hard to define anything in this society. It's so noisy, and people don't pay a lot of attention.
Yeah.
What I find myself fascinated by as a consumer is video podcasts, which are just called videos.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. And quite often I will listen to the soundtrack of video podcasts, otherwise called videos, because I like the content that they have more than the content of many of the audio podcasts. I like the philosophy. I like the science. I like the various strange theories and stuff that you see on YouTube. And I listen to them often. They put me to sleep. I have to listen to podcasts just like I listen to radio, because it's all part of the talk media.
Yep. Yeah. And does that play into what's talked about in podcasts? Does that play into the story list that you publish every week at Talkers?
Not directly, no. The story list that we publish in Talkers is news talk radio stations such as the one that people are listening to now.
Right now.
However, what's talked about on podcasts is a bellwether of what's being talked about on the radio. Usually starts in podcasts and goes to the radio. Unless, of course, the podcasts are made 2 weeks earlier. But a lot of people do daily podcasts.
Yeah, well, and people that are on the radio now, some of them have started as podcasters. Ben Shapiro comes to mind. I guess Bongino as well. There are a number, you can probably come up with a number better than can I, as to who. You know, it used to be that you didn't get a job as a talk radio host unless you'd been doing something else on the air. And then, you know, people started, the farm team went away, and we didn't have a lot of, the question was always asked at the Talkers Convention, where's the farm team? Because the syndicated shows pushed all the people out that were in the local markets, and so there was not a farm team. So the podcasting then became the farm team. Right?
Yeah.
In a manner of speaking.
And it's a good farm team. It's a good, effective farm team. It's the Internet is a place where you find people from all fields come from that. Politicians come from that. Journalists come from that. Not just radio talent. And, of course, television personalities are coming out of the aforementioned videos. So it's a new world. But these are not alternatives anymore. There is no mass media or mainstream media. Social media, digital media, are every bit as mass and mainstream as radio, television, newspapers, movies, the things that we think of, which are really 20th century forms of media.
You know, it's interesting. I was looking, this is ancillary to nothing, but talking about newspapers, I have a paint job going on the farm, and we needed something to block the windows so we could paint.
The use of newspapers.
And we were looking for newspapers.
So you went to your birdcage, and you found
couldn't find it. No. There wasn't even a fish wrapper around. We had to go buy paper at the local hardware store to put on the windows.
That's
difficult. We should be ashamed of ourselves because we got no more newspapers.
Do you remember when people would insult a newspaper going, I wouldn't wrap fish in your newspaper,
oh,
or
yeah.
I use your your newspaper for a birdcage. Do you remember the show Lou Grant?
Yes.
Well, Lou Grant, when he was working at a newspaper in Los Angeles, it opened up by showing somebody cutting down a tree, and it ended with the process when they did the credits with the bird making his business on his
poo-poo.
Page on the newspaper.
Poo-poo.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, the story list for the week of April 18th to the 22nd, courtesy of Talkers Magazine. Get the list at talkers.com or at djvshow.com. At number 10, Earth Day. Kind of interesting things going on around the country this weekend that lots of people are talking about. At number 9, trending stories on social media. Number 8, Disney. Getting basically pushed out of the park, if you will, in terms of tax benefits. Number 7, all the problems with the races, race relationships, educational problems and issues. Number 6, crime, and crime as it relates to our immigration policy. That's number 5. Number 4, January 6th. Number 3, the mask mandate as it applies to COVID-19. Number 2, the war, and number 1, the economy. Those are the big stories this week, according to research done by Talkers Magazine. All right, on that note, we'll pause for a moment here and then come back with Michael and his the most recent MH interview. That's after this.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 99 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com. On the people list this week, the official list from Talkers Magazine at number 10, Emmanuel Macron and Marie Le Pen. She's running against him. She's very conservative. He's not. And so the French elections are the focus there. Number 9, Rudy Giuliani, showing up on The Masked Singer. Number 8, Elon Musk, doesn't have any place to live. Doesn't have a home. He's homeless. Number 7, Ron DeSantis. Seems to be, depending on who you talk to, the greatest guy in the world or public enemy number 1. Mitch McConnell is at 6. Trump's at 5. Catherine Kimball Mizell, who's the judge that overturned the mask mandate, is number 4. Zelensky is 3. Putin is 2. And Jumpin' Joe, he's our president. Joe Biden is number 1 on the people list. So that's the official list from Talkers for this week. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, let's get to the MH interview. It's entitled The No Spin with Bill O'Reilly. Well, what kind
taking
of a spin?
Taking a no spin. Taking yes. a no spin with Bill O'Reilly. Right. Bill O'Reilly and I had a nice conversation. It was prior to his incident at the JetBlue ticket
counter.
But it's a very interesting conversation because Bill O'Reilly tells us the inside poop about his recent four-city history tour with Donald Trump.
And he
pulls no punches. He tells the truth, and also he talks about his view of the current state of cable news television.
So he tells the truth in that what was the attendance like? It seemed that the tour got cut short because, right, there weren't enough people going.
Save that for next week, I'll tell you.
Well, listen to the MH interview at mhinterview.com or talkers.com. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Wilderness.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing now with our special legal authority, the official legal authority, Michael Harrison and I were having a nice time talking about the word official and how it applies like it was a legal term. The official lawyer for the Talk Radio Countdown Show is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, also a professor of law at Bentley University. So here we go with a couple of different items here from the story list. First of all, the mask mandate. The lawyer, Ms. Mizell, I think is her name, she overturned the mask mandate this week, much to the surprise, but to the joy of people like me who fly a lot. I'm not opposed to wearing a mask. Probably I will on a plane, but I don't want to be told that I have to. And there's a poll out today, Steve, suggesting Americans are in favor of wearing masks on planes. And I suggest to you that those people who are on the who took the poll don't fly as much as I do. and therefore, the results. So
I would bring up a piece of personal kind of experience with that. I got a call from my daughter today, who is a flight attendant. Mm-hmm. And she just came down with COVID, and as did a couple of members of her crew. Yeah, it probably is safer, if not not necessarily the most comfortable thing when it comes to wearing a mask, particularly on a plane where you've got that, you know, confined area. The bigger question is, you know, can the government actually require people to wear masks in industries and businesses to do so? And, you know, that's one reason why my understanding is the Justice Department and the CDC are appealing the decision of the Florida judge. Might add that the Florida judge, when she was being nominated for a judgeship by President Trump a couple of years ago, the ABA, the American Bar Association, which rates judges prior to that, rated her as unqualified. But the arguments that she made could be made. I don't think they will hold. I do think that even the Supreme Court, which is where this will end up, which has been pretty much against enforced mandates, will agree that the government does have the authority to do this. Now, the fact that they do have the authority doesn't mean that they're necessarily going to put that rule back into effect.
Well, it runs out. This is the ludicrous side of this is that the mandate runs out on May 4th or something anyway, and it won't really even have been heard by then. So the government fighting with it with the government at the taxpayer expense, that's the thing that seems ludicrous and offensive to me about
all
of this.
You can, you know, it could be extended, but you're right as far as the present one goes, and you could be a good judge, Doug, because there could be a judge who could say, this is moot. It's not an issue because it's not in effect at the time. But it is important for the government in some instances to be able to take health measures to protect people, such as basic vaccinations that we require kids to have before they go to school, which never were an issue until social media. But it'll be interesting to see what the courts do with it.
All right. The situation with Disney, number 8 this week, is the whole, now this is a huge can of worms, and you know it's going to end up in court and probably go to the Supreme Court. So is Disney all powerful? Can they get away with, or the state of Florida get away, I guess it depends on the side you're on, with the, you know, changing the rules?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Frankly, the most bothersome thing to me about this is I think it's an abuse of power by Governor DeSantis and the Florida legislature. It appears to be mere response to the fact that Disney is not supporting some of the legislation that appears to be discriminatory against the LGBTQ community in Florida. There was absolutely no reason for this to, and so suddenly to bring up a punitive action against a significant company and one that brings in a lot of money to Florida on the basis of they merely disagree with the policy regarding LGBTQ community and laws, that to me is probably the most bothersome thing, and I think that might be a real basis for the appeal by Disney.
How much time are you spending watching the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial?
Well, I have to watch it. I am a professor of media law, among other things, and boy, is that thing interesting.
What a can of worms, man. Oof.
Yep.
Neither of them look like much in terms of the eyes of the public, I would think. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here, the official attorney of record for the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Talk Radio Countdown.
It's a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
The Home Service Club sponsors this paid advertisement. Attention homeowners. Broken AC, $4,600. Water heater, $1,500. Fridge on the fritz, $1,000. You need home warranty coverage from the Home Service Club. For around $1 a day, if any of your covered appliances and systems break down, HSC will either do the repair or replace them. HSC has over 15,000 pre-screened, highly rated technicians with the fastest response time in the industry. HSC provides coverage for up to 47 different appliances and systems in your home. Call for a free, no-obligation quote from a trusted HSC service specialist about a home warranty for your entire home, all backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-503-8676. Call now and get your first month free, plus $75 off your first year. 800-503-8676. 800-503-8676. That's 800-503-8676. 800-503-8676.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra. An early morning fire in a North Philadelphia row home claimed the lives of three children and one adult Sunday. Philadelphia Fire Commissioner Adam Thiel says firefighters tried their best.
They were able to start to knock down the fire, get in, get upstairs. They were able to put hands on one of the juveniles inside. Unfortunately, it was too late.
Fire crews were called to the two-story residence in the Kensington neighborhood shortly after 2 this morning, Sunday morning, found heavy fire coming from both floors. Fire declared under control about 30 minutes later, but smoke eaters found no evidence of working smoke alarms in the building. In New York City, a 31-year-old firefighter and a civilian died in a Brooklyn house fire where a ceiling partially collapsed. 8 other firefighters also injured in the blaze. Another resident sustained minor injuries. A Seattle man is taking his religious liberty case to the U.S. Supreme Court on Monday.
Joe Kennedy is a former high school football coach who lost his job for praying on the field after games. He argues that the Bremerton School District violated his First Amendment rights. Lawyers for the school district barred Kennedy from praying with students, saying it risked being seen as government endorsement of religion. 4 conservative justices on the Supreme Court have already expressed concerns with how his case has been handled. Greg Clugston, Seattle.
The Nicaraguan government closing the Nicaragua offices of the Organization of American States and expelling the staff after the government of President Daniel Ortega suffered the humiliating criticism of his country's own ambassador to the organization. Ortega was elected to a 4th consecutive term back in November, elections that were broadly criticized at that time as a farce. Check out the latest news, read the best analysis at Town Hall.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Still in shock and grieving, South Africans continue searching for family members swept away by last week's floods in which 435 people died, more than 40,000 made homeless in the coastal city of Durban and the surrounding KwaZulu-Natal province.
The South African Army has deployed 10,000 troops to help find those missing, rebuild roads, bridges, and utilities, and distribute emergency aid to families made destitute by the deluge. The government has allocated $67 million in relief aid for affected families. Those families grimly persist in searches to find the bodies of their loved ones. Schools, churches, and community halls have become shelters for thousands of displaced families, and most of those centers lack electricity or clean water. Bernie Bennett reporting.
World Health Organization says at least one death has been reported in connection with a mysterious liver disease outbreak affecting children in Europe and the United States. UN Health Agency says it so far received reports of at least 169 cases. More at townhall.com. A major accident involving illegal aliens in Texas.
15 migrants and another individual injured when their truck rolled over following a high-speed chase with Medina County deputies. An officer had pulled over the truck when one person fled the vehicle before it sped off. The chase continued into nearby Bexar County, where the driver lost control. The vehicle rolled several times. The migrants and the driver have been taken to various hospitals. Jason Walker reporting.
A South Carolina canine officer shot and killed while responding to a domestic disturbance call Sunday. Police say the 28-year-old had just begun talking to a man outside a home when someone inside opened fire. After a 7-hour standoff, they found the suspect inside the house dead. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51. In a Jefferson state of mind.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hello, Discover here. To explain our cash back match, here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 7 after the hour. Time for us to work through the top 10 items from the world of news talk radio for this past week, the week of April the 18th to the 22nd. Those of you who enjoyed the various holidays, you obviously weren't in Israel and Palestine. Other than that, happy Easter and Passover and Ramadan, and we get to the stories of the week and the people on the list. Thank you to Talkers Magazine, puts together this list every week, and we put 2 hours of programming together. First hour has to do with the DJV program that I host every week with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, and Jay Kirshner. Jay's not with us this week. She is ill, but Victoria's here and Jennifer's here, so that we can have our comments, some of the discussions we had on the daily DJV program regarding these issues this past week. At number 10 on the countdown, the story list, the focus on Earth Day, which as we are speaking is something celebrated pretty much through the weekend. There are a lot of events around the country acknowledging the past 50 years, because it's the 50th anniversary. What's going on in Los Angeles? I just am interested in the two communities, the three communities that we represent. I'm on the East Coast outside of Boston. Victoria's down in New Jersey. Jennifer's in Los Angeles. So what are your communities doing? What activities do you see or have you seen taking place this week and this weekend surrounding Earth Day?
I think they use the month at a city and county level in L.A. to promote recycling programs. They really try to ramp up the efforts to get people to ride share, especially on Earth Day. There were a lot of signs on the electronic billboards that surround all of the freeways in Southern California encouraging people to ride share on Earth Day. So they use it. I don't know. I'm not familiar. I'm sure there are specific and individual celebrations that have probably happened this week, but I think for the whole month, the county uses it to try to promote their programs based on keeping things clean. And certainly it's about, for us, because we are such a big commuter city and county, it's about sharing rides, about recycling, about cleaning up the parks. There's a lot of conversation about that going on this month.
All right.
That's great.
What about where you are, Victoria? What's going on there?
Well, I'm in New Jersey at the Jersey Shore, and since we live on the beach, there's a lot of the stuff that we're seeing in our local community is about beach cleanups, and which I try to do all the time when we're walking the dogs on the beach.
Sure.
You know, there's so much trash, and
yep.
and it's so much plastic, like grocery store bags that float out to sea and choke wildlife in the ocean. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that it's just people are so irresponsible with their trash. And so that's kind of the main focus for us will just be everyone doing beach walks and cleanups.
The American Family Farmer, which is another program that I host each week in addition to this one and the DJV program, is a focus on what's going on America's farms, the family farms, not the big agricultural overkill, big conglomerates that are too much a part of our agricultural landscape. But I am looking at some of the things. We talked a lot about seeds and the things that can be grown that don't have to be connected to the big ag businesses. The things that they would promote to try to get you to think that you're going to grow more. You may grow more, but will you grow better? And I think that there is a big now more and more focus on things. I have a composting operation on my farm that I'm very proud of. There are things like that that I'm interested in. The Captain Planet Foundation, I had not heard about them. Do you know about them? They have a Planet Alliance program that young people can use to be advocates for a lot of different environmental issues. If you're between the ages of 10 and 23 from anywhere, not only in our country but around the world, you can register, join this alliance. And so it does, it's, you know, thinking about biodiversity. Some of the words are buzzwords and some of them are kind of clanny and cliquish. And I don't like the buzzwords, but I do like the idea of conservation. I have been a conservationist all through my life and I'm proud of it. I've conserved hundreds of acres of land surrounding my farm. I have conserved the lives of animals on my farm. I like the idea. I'm not, you know, always I challenge people who will come up to you and say, and they mean it politically, I'm a conservative, and they haven't got the first idea what really conservation is all about and being someone who conserves, saves, if you will, I think. So anyway, that's a focus on number 10, Earth Day. Number 9, social media, the things that are in social media this week, the comments from folks. I think when we look at some of this stuff, I was actually shocked late in the week to see the story about Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith talking about getting a divorce. Did you ladies see that?
I did. Yeah, I saw it in some of the tabloids.
Is that new, or are they talking about when they were separated?
No, they're talking about
I think
about
they're saying
now.
If they head for divorce, what would that look like? I don't think that there's any real – I don't think there's been a story that says Jada's – talking about a divorce or Will Smith, mm-hmm. but I think people are speculating that their marriage won't withstand all of the stuff they did to it. And by the way, everything that we talk about, they're not victims of fame. These are things that they've probably done to one another. So it's been interesting. There was a story also this week that floated back to when I guess Jada and Will were first starting to date, and she was in a long friendship with the rapper who's now dead, Tupac, and I guess she had to beg Tupac not to beat up Will Smith at the beginning of their relationship. That story's been floating around. So it's interesting how the stuff that's gone viral this week is kind of about some of the more strange moments, I guess, in their relationship.
Interesting. The other thing that I saw that I thought was interesting this week, only because I have a relationship to Christopher Maloney. He used to live next door to me when I had a house in Santa Monica down at the beach. And he was my next-door neighbor, and he sold it to move up to the hills. He had a house up at the Hollywood Hills, and apparently he's just sold that because he thought it was haunted, or his wife probably did, knowing his wife. And that's not bad. I just think she would probably think of it, about it, and be more like hysterical about it. So he's sold the house to the director of Red Notice, a fellow named Rawson Marshall Thurber. Red Notice. What was that? What was that? I don't know. Remember Red Notice. Anyway, so he paid $5.5 million for this five-bedroom, seven-bathroom house. It was an off-market deal. The house goes back to 1916.
Okay, yeah. So Red Notice is a great movie. That's the new movie with Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Ryan Reynolds and Gal Gadot. That's on Netflix. I loved it. It's like a jewelry heist kind of caper movie. It's so good. But anyway, so that's the director.
The movie, it's not in the theaters. We can't see it.
No, it's on Netflix.
Yeah, okay, here we go. Anyway, he apparently has had problems with houses that may have been, well, the one he lives in.
Maybe he's haunted.
In New Canaan, Connecticut, because most of the stuff they're doing now, the production of all of the Law & Order shows is done in New York. So if he lives in New Canaan, that's pretty close into the city. He had apparently a home on the Hamptons. You know, he's some pretty interesting homes, actually. It's more Hollywood gossip, and that's part of what's, you know, social media is all about, as it turns out. Okay, let's move to number 8. What's going on with Disney in Florida? More unpleasant revelations about Disney. I think we talked about this, Jennifer, didn't we, on the DJV program earlier this week? I think all of us did, in terms of what is now being, what's coming, what's becoming public about it. I don't know. I mean, I've never liked Disney.
Well,
never liked anything about them, because I think that they're a bunch of greedy SOBs.
This is such a multi-labeled story, and I'll tell you honestly, like, I root for Florida and Ron DeSantis. I like them, but this is retaliatory. But the question is, should they have ever been given these rights to own, literally, and operate like their own kingdom? I know that's what they call it,
right.
But should this have even been done? So,
just to give you
a little context. So Florida writes their parental rights bill. The media dubs it the Don't Say Gay bill. That's not what it is. We could argue about whether it's right or wrong, but that is not what it is. It's not about not saying the word gay. They mislabel it. They push it around. You get corporations who start pushing back against it. Disney did not at the beginning, but then they got pressure to push back. So then they came out pretty publicly against Florida, saying that this wasn't right. Florida then says, well, okay, you're going to start making waves for us. Well, we're going to say, hey, you're getting a lot of special treatment in our state of Florida. So let's look into that. And so then they bring up this thing about removing their rights from, like, this Improvement Act that is about 50 years old. And what that is that when Disney came to Florida, they brought a bunch of lobbyists with them, and they said, we have this plan for 38 square mile facility, which is now Disney World, but it was out in the middle of pasture and swampland. And so they build this whole thing. They're given special privileges from Florida to create essentially like their own thing that they could rule. They have their own police, their own fire, their own little world, right, in the middle of Florida. Well, now the argument is, okay, was that ever appropriate, number one, because is that putting other corporations on the same playing field? Could we take the Stefan Multimedia and the DJV show and the Chalk Radio Countdown and all of your properties, Doug, and go to Florida and say, we want an autonomous zone?
Yeah, I want my own town.
Right. Ooh. It's not quite
it's Stephenville.
Right, it's the haves versus the have-nots, right? We don't have the lobbyists or the power and the money to make that happen. So now there's another issue. So, yes, was it retaliatory on the part of Ron DeSantis and the Florida Senate? Absolutely. And Republicans who say it's not, they're lying to you. It is totally retaliatory from a Republican who loves Ron DeSantis in Florida. But that doesn't mean that this was right 50 years ago. And I think it is an interesting conversation about how the power that lies within lobbyists, where they could go in and get literally everything handed to them, like your own ability to, I mean, this gave them the right to permit all of their stuff. They didn't have to operate under Florida permit laws and rules and regulations and all that stuff. So it's kind of an interesting thing. But yeah, there's a lot of layers to the story for sure.
All right. Number 7 on the countdown is something we'll get to in a few moments. Race relations, we still have the top seven, plus some more comments from you, your listeners. That list coming up in a moment as well as we continue on this week's Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Have you heard about Vine-to-Bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine-to-Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine-to-Bar. Vine-to-Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
You know, number seven is race relations, and I said something earlier about, and I think it wasn't on this program, it was on the DJV show, about Black Lives Matter. That whole mission is not mission accomplished. I think that it was very necessary as it got started for us to pay attention, but I think it's gone a little bit too far, and so that I'm going to leave my comments at that because it's 21 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Thirty years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Florida Disney situation. Man, look at all these comments. John Walsick says, $1 billion debt bomb to sue the governor's oversized ego. Seems about right. Jason Moran says, Deaf Santas is going to get ruined on top of ruining everything he touches. Obviously not a fan there. Jim Boyle, Disney will get what's coming to them. Pretty interesting and wide variety here. Linda Stone says, woke minorities cause consequences for complacent majorities. Hopefully and eventually the chickens come home to roost. Kathy Ross sent a comment, and it reads, self-government never should have been started in the first place. Joe Roscoe says the debt comes with revenue. Also, I don't understand that. What does that mean? The debt comes with revenue. The state has planned. What does that mean?
I think maybe saying that Disney's brought a lot of money to the state, maybe, of Florida,
yeah, right.
Which is
yeah,
part of the promise, true. I'm sure, what Florida jumped on when they said, yeah come on in.
Of course they did.
Greece, it's a lot of tourists, right?
More tax
why else
money
people
to waste.
Go to Orlando?
Right. Tim Lowe says, so doesn't this just make Disney equal to all the other attractions like SeaWorld? No, not even close. Okay, next group of comments have to do with the war. How is the media doing when it comes to reporting on what's going on in the war in your thinking? Susie Ortiz says there are a lot of censorship in some of the stories. I don't think everything is being reported. I don't know. Was she talking about on their side or our side? I guess that would be the question. Danielle Ivey says, I'm trying to figure out why they're broadcasting live testimony for Johnny Depp and less mainstream media coverage of what's happening.
That's a good question.
In Ukraine.
Although, we're here for all the Johnny Depp drama. That's true.
That's it. Okay. Jim Mancuso says, well, would people care as much if they weren't white people fighting? I don't know what that means. There's a lot of people have different. If you go through the, not all Eastern, well, I'm going to dig into this and it will take away from the last comments, group of comments we have about mask mandating. And the fact that the mask mandate has been lifted. Alan McEwen says, about time. Yep, I say that as well. Jeremy Winfield says, it's amazing to me people are even complaining. You'd think if they were so scared they needed a mask, they'd put themselves in places where people, where there aren't crowds. I guess that's what he means. Chris Meacham says, as someone that has to take long-haul flights to the mainland U.S., I welcome this ruling. Tim Lowe, he must be from one of our Hawaii stations. Tim Lowe writes, should be an individual choice. Let's get back to being a republic. Yes. Yeah, I'm with that, with you on that one. I think that I'm very happy about the mask mandate being left to individual choices. I think if you think, well, you ought to have one on, you should wear one. And that should be the case with all of the things that turn out. COVID is over as we knew it. For 2 years, it's been a problem. There still are people that are getting sick. There still are people in the hospital. That's not going to change. It's not going to go away. The flu shots that you get this fall will deal with it. For now, we need to move on. 28 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is the safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Just in time for Mother's Day, from cottage to culture, whimsical garden accessories, and fashionable jewelry including pendants, pins, and pearls, you'll find them at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, closed on Tuesday. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Call 530-365-1399. That's 530-365-1399. KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
13 on Straight Talk. You can share whatever you want, wherever you want. Straight Talk Wireless. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
My friend John Whitehead, constitutional attorney and founder of the Rutherford Institute, often says that knowledge precedes action. I'm Bill Martinez, man of God, conservative, and one of the largest nationally syndicated Hispanic radio hosts in the country. What is the right knowledge and right action, you may ask? Well, one day, you know, God's talking with Cain, and he thought he could cut corners and did not give God his best. And though he tried to cheat God, God still loved Cain and wanted him, and all of us for that matter, to be successful. Sounds simple, but as humans, we naturally want to have it our way, right? It's okay to cut corners and always not do what is right. But there are consequences for not doing what is right. Like the law of gravity. God has established the law of rightness or righteousness. Right education, right thinking, right actions produces that which makes all things well regardless of any circumstance. Working hard and giving our best to God at all times leads to happiness. For more information, check out my show at BillMartinezShow.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 34 after the hour, this is the DJB overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. With me is Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. The story list number 5 is a focus on crime and immigration on the list of top 10 stories, which, by the way, you can see every week. If you want to follow this stuff, you can go to talkers.com or you can go to djvshow.com. So, number 5, I think this is an interesting representation of this looks like a movie. The Handyman Did It. A case that has actually captured a lot of attention around the country has been solved. 51-year-old Orsolya Gao, I think, from
Queens.
That's the
Queens. Woman, yeah, Orsolya. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. She was murdered.
What a story.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't this crazy? Go ahead, Judge. Go ahead, tell the story.
Well, no, you guys.
I don't want to jump in. Well, go ahead and tell the story because it is a wild story.
All right. So this guy was having an affair with this woman. They started doing work at the family's home 2 years ago. They had an on-again, off-again relationship. The two had gotten into an argument about the ending of the relationship. He stabbed her 55 times with a kitchen knife. Oh. And then he shoved her body into her son's hockey equipment bag, rolled her body 9 blocks away before just dumping it. But there was a trail of blood from the bag that led back to the house. And the lady's husband and one of the two sons were away that weekend. The other son was home. It was unclear if he heard what was going on or not. And so here we go. This is something. This is a movie. This is a movie.
It'll be a Lifetime movie for
sure. Oh, absolutely, yeah. Right?
Crime and passion.
And the thing that's also strange, too, is she was a beautiful woman. And
gorgeous.
The guy was like, ugh, like he was a nothing. I don't know.
And apparently, did you hear what she did? Like, I guess when the husband was away, like she had her 13-year-old kid upstairs, and then she'd go up to a bar, and the bartender would say that she was like this classy lady, but that she, you know, she'd come in and have like, I don't know if she just limited it to one, but she'd have a Moscow Mule, she ordered dinner, and she'd do it late at night, like 11 or 12 o'clock, which, look, I'm not being judgy McJudgerton, and this is obviously a horrific story, but it is an odd, I think it's an odd pattern of behavior probably for most people with their
kids.
Not
if you want to have an affair, it's not.
Yeah, obviously you're looking for something like that probably, yeah. Right? I mean, that's perfectly normal if you want to do that, but he had a key. He knew where the key was hidden to the house because he had worked on the house before, so that's how he was able to get in and wait for her. Ugh.
So what nationality is she? She's Eastern European, right, wouldn't you say?
She looks white.
Yes, you would have liked her.
Yes, very
much
like your
type.
Yes,
yeah. Okay. All right, thank you for that.
Well, she was beautiful. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, you know.
My type is beautiful women. Yes, thank you.
Well.
Anyway, she looks pretty Eastern European to me. At any rate, that's
but the
there
poor
it
kid
is.
Who was at home up in his bedroom.
Oh, yeah. She was scared. Woof. Number 4 on the countdown. Well, I guess there's one other thing. Coupled with crime is the crimes being committed by illegal immigrants. And with that story, there's an analysis this week from Governor Abbott in Texas's border patrol thing, whatever it is. There are people who have looked into what's going on, the doubling down of inspections for commercial trucks coming in from Mexico, causing all kinds of delays and this is a $9 billion problem at the moment. Abbott has rescinded the rule, but that's only because a lot of people threatening to stop, supporting him. He ordered the state troopers to conduct inspections of trucks, and it left, this is 3-4 days, and the food that's on the trucks is all rotting.
$9 billion worth of goods
were
lost. Horrible.
Yeah. He looks really bad.
For any
number of reasons.
Truckers are not happy with him right now.
Yeah. Well, it isn't just the truckers.
They're the ones who had to lose everything that spoiled while they sat there for days.
The cargo's not theirs. The cargo belongs to whoever the shipper is. But still, they lost not only was that a problem, but they lost revenue. If the trucks aren't moving, they don't get paid. So they sat right. there for three or four right. days and didn't get a nickel for it.
Yep.
So, all right, let's see. Number four, the January 6th committee. I don't know what else there is to say about this. I'm just so tired of reading stories about it.
Well,
and
I think it's coming. Well, obviously it's in the news just because I think for a couple of reasons. One, Democrats are going to try to use it because it's an election year to try to remind people that Republicans are insurrectionists. So it's there for that reason. But it's also there because Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader of the Republicans in the House, there's a new book that's out that claimed to have footage of Kevin McCarthy saying Trump went too far. We want to pull Trump out of office. He's come out and said that that's inaccurate reporting. And so there's been a back and forth.
What does it mean, though, inaccurate? He doesn't say it's not true.
Said it's out of context or something like that. I don't know. Or he either denied saying it. To be honest with you, I'm so over the January 6th stuff that I really just blazed by and did what I hate, which is reading headlines. But he has come out and said that this was either out of context or he didn't say it at all, but he's been fighting it in the press trying to say he didn't say that. So I don't know if there's an actual recording that anybody's heard or if an alleged recording exists, but that's why it's become a story again this week.
Yeah, all right. So number three is COVID, and as far as I can see, the most important thing that happened this week regarding COVID hasn't got anything to do with numbers. It has to do with the mask mandate being lifted. You can fly and you don't have to wear a mask. I guess I get the business about if you're in the subway and that sort of thing, but this is an educational process, not something people resent. Being told what they have to do, and with good reason if you're living in a free country. So tell people why they ought to wear their masks and encourage them to do it, and let's go from there. At this point, the COVID situation is not what it was when all this got started. We have COVID problems. There are people getting sick, and there are still people dying. But this mask mandate isn't going to save, if you choose to, like my children, when they're in public places, choose to wear a mask. But that's as much as anything else because my daughter's husband has a mother that's compromised, so they want to protect her. My son's wife's mother has got a lung thing, but she also, we've got a five-month-old baby that wants to be protected. And as a matter of fact, interestingly enough, in that family, there was an event this past weekend. And one of the children one of the cousins was in school with somebody who had COVID. The cousin came down with it, and the mother came down with it, and now it's gone around and around. And you hear a lot of stories about that. COVID's not a death sentence anymore, at least Omicron's not, but there's still people getting sick. So wear a mask if you're in a circumstance that seems compromising. But to be told you have to wear one on an airplane is ludicrous. Because the air in the plane, now because of what the airlines had to do to clean their act up, the air in the plane is cleaner than pretty much any place else you would be. And one who frequently flies finds it annoying as all get out to have to wear a mask.
The other thing, too, is if you think about it, everyone milks the whole, I'm drinking or I'm actively sipping my drink or I'm actively eating, everyone's milking it anyway. And then half the plane has the mask below their nose. Mm-hmm. It's so stupid. People aren't even doing it right.
No.
I think what's going to be really confusing, though, is where I think we're headed, and that is that L.A. County, New York City have all said, in travel hubs, meaning airports, now you have to wear a mask. And I think they're doing that to try to help bolster up the claims of the Biden administration at this point. So back to the masking, if you fly into LAX, but then if you go into San Francisco, you can take the mask off. Or if you go to Vegas, you can take the mask off when you're in the airport. And then what's going to be even more confusing is now they're saying they might leave it up to airlines to decide. So imagine that. It may be really problematic for people to determine what the rules actually are and how is it going to be safe to fly on a Delta flight but not on an American flight.
Yeah, that's
using that as just an example. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Number two has to do with the war. President says there is a new humanitarian parole program to welcome Ukrainian citizens fleeing Russia's invasion. Program known as Uniting for Ukraine part of the administration commitment to welcome up to 100,000 Ukrainians. I suppose we should have talked about that in number five as well, the immigration story. The Homeland Security people have been telling reporters this week that they anticipate the 100,000 will enter the U.S. because or through this effort. And I get it. I'm okay with this, frankly. As long as we monitor it, make sure that the people coming in here are not troublemakers, that's the only issue.
Well, you have to have a U.S. sponsor. You have to have complete vaccinations, other health requirements. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of security checks and stuff that they're going to do. I think that there's such a spotlight on it that they can't mess this up.
They can't mess it up. They can't afford to mess it up.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Also this week, the Bidens have announced another $800 million in military aid for Ukraine, heavy artillery, that sort of thing. So far we've given them $3.5 billion worth of aid. And people don't know this, at least it's not public because they don't want to have it public. We have soldiers, they're called advisors, on the ground teaching the Ukrainians how to use the stuff. They're well guarded, and so am I giving away something that I shouldn't be giving away? Nah, because there are enough. You got to know, the Russians know that there are Americans there, one way or another. So anyway, the troops are being trained to use these howitzers. They're also being trained on the special vehicles that are there. There's part of the intelligence package of what they're seeing. And they have these satellites that are viewing everything that's going on. Apparently, one of the things this week that was uncovered was a mass grave near Mariupol. You can see it.
Horrible.
There are pictures around of it.
The satellite images show it.
All right. Number one this week is the economy. The inflation rate, what it costs to buy a house now and a new car. One of the things that happened, though, interestingly enough, as all of the inflation takes place, Americans are spending more money than ever in the history of our country. Spending at retailers and restaurants up almost a point in the last month.
Billions, restaurant prices are insane right now.
I know.
Yeah.
$50 for
it's
a piece
nuts.
Of fish that was 20. I mean, it's just
grocery
crazy.
Prices too. Buying all of our Easter groceries, holy smokes. It was like what I would normally pay about $150, $174 was close to $300. It is really a difference.
Didn't you say that they're adding someplace I looked at? I went to dinner once this week with a friend. I didn't see a tax or an added charge.
Oh, yeah. Some restaurants be careful. Check your receipts because depending on where you are, some restaurants are adding a COVID tax.
Yeah.
And there's a steakhouse that opened in the village that we live in, and they have a 20% COVID tax.
Great.
So you pay your bill, you pay the regular state taxes, and then it's just going more money going to the restaurant. So just make sure, you know, sometimes it's not that clear on the receipt.
Right. Yeah. All right, so those are the stories. As you might imagine, Joe Biden is number one on the people list. Putin is two. Zelensky is three. That hasn't changed much over the course of the past week. But those are the stories and a lot of the conversation that we've had this week on the DJV program. Thanks to Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn. I'm Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the people list this week, the official list from Talkers Magazine at number 10, Emmanuel Macron and Marie Le Pen. She's running against him. She's very conservative. He's not. And so the French elections are the focus there. Number 9, Rudy Giuliani showing up on The Masked Singer. Number 8, Elon Musk doesn't have any place to live. Doesn't have a home. He's homeless. Number 7, Ron DeSantis. Seems to be, depending on who you talk to, the greatest guy in the world or public enemy number one. Mitch McConnell is at 6. Trump's at 5. Catherine Kimball Mizell, who's the judge that overturned the mask mandate, is number 4. Zelensky is 3. Putin is 2. And Jumpin' Joe, he's our president. Joe Biden is number 1 on the people list. So that's the official list from Talkers for this week. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ahmad Nuristani, an internal medicine physician who's been taking care of thousands of patients in intensive care units. A little over 2 years ago, I was introduced to a product called Balance 7. I was amazed how quickly it helped my patients. The results have been wonderful. I now recommend Balance 7 to all my patients. Order Balance 7 so you can experience great results for yourself. Go to balance7.com and improve your quality of life.
Get your body back in balance with balance7.com. I use Balance 7 and my energy level has gone up. My arthritis and joint discomfort has gone down. And my acid and digestion, no longer a problem. Get back in balance with balance7.com. Order today at support@balance7.com. That's support@balance7.com. Or call balance7.com at 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show, the story list for the week of April 18th to the 22nd, courtesy of Talkers Magazine. Get the list at talkers.com or at djvshow.com. At number 10, Earth Day. Kind of interesting things going on around the country this weekend that lots of people are talking about. Number 9, trending stories on social media. Number 8, Disney getting basically pushed out of the park, if you will, in terms of tax benefits. Number 7, all the problems with the races, race relationships, educational problems and issues. Number 6, crime, and number crime as it relates to our immigration policy. That's number 5. Number 4, January 6th. Number 3, the mask mandate as it applies to COVID-19. Number 2, the war. And number 1, the economy. Those are the big stories this week, according to the research done by Talkers Magazine.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Cards issued by Celtic Bank, member FDIC.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's credit cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 3.3% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/join. ramp.com/join. ramp.com/join.
Do you want to learn the secret to becoming a published author in a few easy steps? Here's all it takes with help from Dorrance Publishing. For over 100 years, we've assisted individuals like you to fulfill their dreams of becoming a published author. When you call right now, you'll be assigned your own personal consultant who will help you through the entire book publishing and design process. Then, your book goes into production. It gets promoted, distributed, and finally, made available where books are sold. If you've got a book idea, call Dorrance Publishing right now for a free consultation. We'll help get your great idea out of your head, on paper, printed, and sold. It's a free, easy call. We're trusted by thousands of book authors just like you. So don't wait another day. Call now.
800-401-8319. That's 800-401-8319. Call now. 800-401-8319.
401-831-8319.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 53 past the hour now. It's Tech Talk time. Well, let's see if we can get to the top five items here this week in technology. Victoria Keeling has done the research, as she usually does. Number five is a focus on Airbnb and what happened at that Pittsburgh party where the shooting took place.
Right. So after that shooting, which was on Easter weekend, it was a horrible event. 200 people were there at this party in Pittsburgh, in the East Allegheny neighborhood of Pittsburgh. As many as 50 rounds were fired inside the house alone. They think it was really 90 rounds total. People were jumping out of windows to escape the gunfire, and two teenagers were killed. Eight other people were shot. Airbnb now says that they are suing the person who hosted this party, and this is the person who rented the house through Airbnb. The property owner's probably also going to get into the lawsuit as well, because the violation with Airbnb's policy is that you can't have more than 16 people, and there's a curfew from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m., and that restricts entire home listings made by people under the age of 25. So there were numerous violations here, and Airbnb has said that they are going to take this to court. And I think that's kind of the only way Airbnb can come out of this looking okay, is to make sure that they pursue this, you know, to the fullest extent.
Number four on our countdown is a focus on YouTube and what they're doing for baseball.
Yeah, this got some mixed reviews in terms of making headlines this week. So YouTube and Major League Baseball have renewed their streaming agreement for the 2022 season, and it will result in 15 regular season games being shown exclusively on YouTube. The first game is going to be streamed on May 15th between the Washington Nationals and the Colorado Rockies, and The problem, though, some people think this is great because they can see, you know, they can watch the games without subscribing to a sports package on cable. The problem, though, is that they're splicing up where you can see all these games. Apple TV Plus has Friday Night Baseball. They also have a weekly doubleheader in eight countries, exclusively on Apple TV Plus through the regular season. Peacock has 18 early Sunday games beginning May 8th. They're all exclusive as well. Amazon Prime Video has 21 of the New York Yankee games in the home market during this season. And Amazon also simulcasts in-market games with the YES Network, which is the Yankees network. So YouTube has 15 games that will be available live and free to fans. But again, it's really splicing up where you can actually follow your home team, and that's what's getting a lot of complaints.
Number three, Department of Justice charging Russians with disinformation. What a surprise.
So a prominent Russian legislator and two of his aides have been charged with running a disinformation campaign targeting U.S. citizens, including lawmakers, for several years. Alexander Babakov is 59 years old. He and his two staffers allegedly operated international foreign influence and disinformation to promote the interests of Russia. And this went from 2012 to 2017. The FBI had been tracking this, and these Russians attempted to woo American lawmakers. They gave them all expenses, paid trips to Europe, and they sought to orchestrate meetings with influential people, and so offering lots of free travel to one Congress member who got caught. We don't know that person's name. That has not been released, but not a good look, and at least, you know, we've caught the three people who are behind most of it.
Number two is about crypto.
Yeah, March's massive theft from a crypto service built to support a video game has been tied to a hacking group associated with North Korea. Again, not a shock. In March, Ronin, which is a tech company, announced that $620 million worth of crypto coins in Ethereum tokens were stolen by a hacker from its network bridge to the Axie Infinity game. So the bridges actually between these games where people pay for, you know, things with Bitcoin, it's called play to earn video games. So you basically have like a bank of tokens that you use, and the bridge that manages those tokens, that's what's being hacked, and it's happening a lot. So the bridges are really the problem, but if you are someone who is a gamer and you do have crypto tied to a game, you are at a significant risk depending on, you know, what game you're playing. So as of right now, they've been able to reimburse people who lost money, but in the future, I don't know that they're going to have endless funds for that.
Number one is Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix was the most dramatic storyline of this week in the tech world. They had lost 200,000 subscribers globally compared to the Q4 of last year. They think they're going to lose 2 million by the second quarter alone. The stock took a huge dive, and they're trying to figure out how to stop people from sharing passwords because that's, you know, they're losing a lot of revenue.
Right. All right, there they are, the top five items from the world of technology this week. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here at 59 After the Hour.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Be mindful of what you do. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once, a shepherd rescued a wolf cub. He raised the cub as his own, and as the wolf grew, he even taught him how to steal sheep from neighboring flocks. Then one day, the wolf stole a sheep from his own shepherd's flock, and the shepherd reprimanded the wolf. But the wolf simply asked, "Wasn't it you who taught me how to steal? If you teach evil, you will get evil, even if that's not what you mean to be doing." The next time you go to gossip about someone or tell a little white lie, be mindful that others are learning from your actions. Regardless of what you want others to get from you, what they are actually getting is what you are actually doing. Remember, people see your actions, not your intentions. For more on awareness, visit drchristianconti.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Biden administration unveiled new U.S. military assistance and a diplomatic surge for Ukraine as Secretary of State Blinken and Defense Secretary Austin completed a secrecy-shrouded visit with President Zelensky in Kyiv. The U.S. officials informed Ukraine's president of more than $300 million package of foreign military financing along with a $165 million sale of ammunition. They also said President Biden would announce his pick for a U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, and American diplomats who left the country ahead of Russia's invasion in February would start returning next week. On NBC's Meet the Press Sunday, Deputy National Security Advisor John Finer said Russia is, well, they've already lost.
Russia is more isolated in the world. Its economy is weaker. They are failing at virtually every one of their initial objectives, and our objective is going to be to continue that trend.
State Department says it's paying more than $2 million per month to protect former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and a former top aide from serious and credible threats from Iran, which rejected U.S. demands to cease plots against the lives of U.S. officials. Hudson Institute senior fellow Michael Doran questions why the U.S. is continuing nuclear talks with Tehran.
The Biden administration knew that the Iranians had open plots to kill Pompeo, his deputy Brian Hook, and John Bolton. All this is revenge for the killing of Qasem Soleimani. And they continued to negotiate.
Doran spoke recently with the Salem Radio Network. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi visiting Himalayan Kashmir for the first public event since New Delhi stripped the disputed region's semi-autonomy and took direct control in 2019. Modi said the territory was put on a path of unprecedented development since 2019, but made no political comments to the people. This is townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Strong accusations against the Lebanese Navy.
Survivors of a doomed migrant boat are blaming the Navy for sinking it, saying it was rammed by a naval vessel trying to force it back to shore. In the meantime, the death toll of the weekend disaster is now 7, with state media reporting the recovery of a body of a man from Tripoli. This incident, the latest in a growing trend involving mostly Lebanese and Syrians who are trying to travel to Europe from Lebanon in search of better lives. Jason Walker reporting.
Hundreds of women are protesting in Mexico City and its suburbs following the horrifying death of an 18-year-old in the northern city of Monterrey. Sunday's march is, unlike many previous women's rights demonstrations, largely peaceful. Demonstrators didn't spray paint slogans on monuments. Instead, they taped small missing posters on them, each one describing the disappearance of a woman. More news at townhall.com. You might think otherwise, but overdoses and not COVID-19 drove a spike in homeless deaths in and around Los Angeles. For the latest, we turn to correspondent Shelley Adler with this report.
Almost 2,000 homeless people died in Los Angeles County during the first year of the pandemic, and authorities say drug overdose was the main cause for the 56% increase in deaths from the previous year, not COVID-19. The findings released Friday in a report from the county's Department of Public Health showed that despite initial fears, the virus itself was not the main cause of deaths among California's largest in the nation unhoused population. But the coronavirus did cut people off from mental health and substance abuse treatment after services were drastically reduced to prevent the spread of the virus. I'm Shelley Adler.
Be sure to check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
Hey folks, we begin with the second half of an episode of A Day in the Life of Dennis Day. Later, we transition over to a fantastic historical dramatic program created by Elliot Lewis and featuring an all-star radio cast. Before we have Crime Classics hosted by Lou Merrill, we need to resume with the comedy of Day. Of course, he's best known for all the years that he worked with Jack Benny. But Dennis also had his own NBC series for 5 years. And as we resume, he's trying to drum up a little business for his radio show within the show. John Brown is Mr. Willoughby. And although I'm not positive, Mr. Courtney the Banker sounds a little like the previously mentioned Lou Merrill. This is from January 28th of 1948.
Ah, here he is now. Hiya, Courtney, old kid, old pal.
Hey, aren't you Willoughby's boy?
Yep, just telling your secretary here I wanted to see you, pally.
I have no time now. I'm on my way to lunch. And in the future, you'll address me with a little more respect. Goodbye.
Well, you'll be sorry if you don't listen to what I have to say, sonny boy.
What was that?
Gosh, what a broad jump.
Never mind. Did you just call me sonny boy?
Yeah, it's a little thing I read in a book.
Let's step into my office where we can talk in private.
Gee, every boy should be given a copy of that thing when he graduates from college.
All right, Dave. What have you got in mind?
Well, I've got an idea for a radio broadcast, pal, and it's a beauty.
I see.
Let me show you the advantages of sponsoring it.
Don't bother. I think I can see them all.
You mean I've talked to you into it already?
Naturally.
Boy, am I a persuasive little cuss.
Here's $50 in cash. Will that be satisfactory?
Sure thing. This just shows what can be done when you've got a good product.
If I had a product like yours, I'd close the bank and retire.
Well, I always knew I'd make a good salesman. So long, and thanks, sonny boy. Boy, oh boy, Mildred, I'm telling you, you never saw anything like it. What a book that is.
Oh, Dennis, it's just too marvelous. You actually collected $100 in cash?
In lettuce. Nice, cool, green root of evil.
Oh. Oh, golly, just by being friendly.
Yep, just by doing what the book says, palling and kiddoing people. Although I must admit that Sonny Boy has been by far my bestseller.
Oh, Dennis, now you can put on your radio program.
Sure. I've already gone down to the radio station and bought the time with their money.
Oh, golly, it's just... Why, Dennis, look. There's Mr. Courtney and Mr. Willoughby at the door.
Well, well, my business associates. Hey, maybe you better wait in the den, Mildred. We're big men, and this may be a pretty big deal.
All right, Dennis, good luck.
Well, come in, gentlemen. Come right in.
We want to talk to you, Dave.
Right this minute.
Well, sure, but why so serious, pals? Chums? Kiddos? Sunny boys? Ha-ha, the old icebreaker. Sit down, Busters.
Dave, I'll come right to the point. We've come over to make a deal with you.
Yeah, how about $200 in cash?
You mean you want to give me more money without my even asking for it?
Exactly.
Boy, what a salesman I am. Even when I'm not selling, there's a carryover.
We want that book, Dave.
Book? You don't mean the one I got that Sonny Boy stuff out of?
You know that's what we mean.
Oh, I couldn't part with that. It's my stepping stone to success.
So, playing it cagey, huh? Well, we'll see about that.
Easy, Tommy.
All right. What is it you want, boy? A good raise in salary? Homer will give it to you, won't you, Homer?
Certainly. Does that satisfy you?
Well...
Maybe you'd like a change in jobs. There's one waiting for you in my bank. How about it?
Well...
Or perhaps you'd be interested in public office. The Bald Eagles will get behind you for city council.
Well...
Or mayor. How would you like to be mayor?
Come, come, boy. Why don't you speak up?
You think I'm crazy? I'm doing great with well.
Dennis. Dennis, you can see that we're desperate. Now, do we get that book?
Oh, gee, I guess you do. I couldn't do it.
Well, my gracious, what in the world's going on here?
Herb, our troubles are over. We've got the book.
Well, of course. Didn't you get my message? I found it.
What?
Sure, it had slid down back of the seat cushion in the car.
Now, about the city council job...
Drop dead!
Why, chums, sonny boys, buddies...
Quiet, you!
My goodness, has our buddyship cooled?
I'll say it has, and I'll thank you for that $50 I gave you.
Yeah, mine too.
But kiddos, I already gave the whole $100 to the radio station.
Then get it back.
But I can't. Radio stations have very high principles, and not giving money back is one of their highest.
Dennis, we want that money.
I think I better get out of here.
Jay, either we get that money, or you'll spend the rest of your life in jail.
Gentlemen, please, you're biting the hand that's raised to leave the room.
I think you understand us, Dennis. Come on, fellas, let's get that book right now and burn it.
I'll say. Come on, Herb.
Hey, but palsies. Gee, what a life to live. Sometimes I wish I'd never gotten over the measles.
Oh, Dennis, I heard it all. I just...
Stay away from me, girl. I'm jailbait.
But you aren't. All you did was agree to put on a radio show. If you do that, they can't do anything to you.
But all that's paid for is the time. How can I put on a radio program without actors? Actors want money. They eat just like people.
Well, you and I could be the actors, Dennis.
Huh? Well, what kind of a show has only two actors?
Did you ever hear one of those breakfast programs? You know, where the husband and wife chat over the breakfast table?
Oh, yeah, with their mouths full. But that kind of show would have to come from this house, and what would your mother say?
Well, Mother and Daddy will still be asleep at that hour. They don't have to know anything about it.
Oh, gee, Mildred, I don't
Dennis,
know.
Dennis, it's our only chance. Besides, maybe we'll be a big success. We can even mention some products on the program in hopes of attracting sponsors.
Gosh, it might work at that.
Of course it might, and it's simple. We just act like any married couple at breakfast.
Yeah, I hope the rustling of the morning paper and the grunts come over clearly.
Now, don't get nervous, Dennis. We go on the air as soon as the light flashes. You better clear your throat.
Gee, I don't think I can. My heart's in it. I thought sure those engineers would wake your mother up with that hammering when they put in those cables. Gee, Mildred, besides, we don't even know what we're going to say. We haven't rehearsed yet.
Well, just let me lead the conversation. All you have to do is help make the audience think we're actually at the breakfast table.
Okay, I'll chew like anything.
Oh, no, just ask me to pass things. You know, the way you really do with my mother every morning.
You mean I should beg you for an egg?
Dennis, use your imagination and make them think we're eating a wonderful breakfast.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh, there's the light. Go ahead.
Good morning, friends. This is just plain charming Dennis and Mildred coming to you from their lovely breakfast table, which is the same as their lovely lunch table, only sooner. Good morning, Mildred, darling. Sleep well?
Oh, I always sleep well on our dreamtime mattress, dear. And you?
I tossed and turned all night. Couldn't sleep a wink.
Oh, no, Dennis. No one ever gets a poor night's rest on a dreamtime mattress. The dreamtime mattress is built with a special inner spring.
Maybe that's what kept sticking in my back.
Dennis, the products, don't you remember?
Oh, yeah.
I think maybe we better eat our breakfast, dear.
Well, certainly, darling. Would you mind passing the wild pheasant, please?
Why, yes, and here are some delicious scrambled eggs.
Oh, no, thanks. Just a little pheasant and a few frog's legs will do me fine.
Well, just as you say. Did you stop in and see Francis and Jean on the way downstairs this morning?
Why, no. Are they visiting us again?
They're our children, darling.
Then they're here permanently, no doubt.
Yes, of course.
I'm glad, because Francis and Jean certainly are cute little boys.
Yes.
Good.
I had Jean to the dentist yesterday, you know.
Oh? Something to do with his teeth?
Yes.
Good for you. There's nobody I'd rather have fix my teeth than a dentist. But where was Francis while you were out with Jean?
Well, he was with my parents.
Ah, yes, the dear, sweet old things. Your mother is just grand, Mill.
Ah, and she certainly thinks the world of you.
Yes, she worships the ground I walk on. I often think that...
What silly imbecile was doing the hammering just now? You, Dennis Day?
Well, if it isn't that delightful old lady, Mildred Moore.
What's that?
Sit down. Sit right down, Mommy, and shush.
Shush! I'll shush you. Who do you think you're talking to?
Oh, Mother, please.
Yes, Mommy, dear. If we ever needed a shush, it's now.
Dennis Day.
Shush, you might wake Francis.
Francis? Who's Francis?
Oh, I forgot. It's a family secret.
Just who is this Francis?
Well, he's your grandson.
My grandson?
Yeah, we've been keeping little things from you, Mommy.
I have no grandson, and you know it. And if I find out which one of you just kicked me under the table, I'll beat the life out of Dennis.
Mother, please have a cup of coffee, won't you?
Yeah, and a nice slice of pheasant. Help yourself, Mommy.
Are you crazy? There's nothing on this table except... Wait a minute. What is this thing with the wires attached? Why, it's a microphone.
Yeah. See now, why shush?
Do you mean that everything we've said has gone out over the air?
Oh, don't worry. I'm sure we were faded long ago.
Dennis Kay, you...
Goodbye, everybody.
You...
We're a little late this morning. Goodbye.
Dennis Day is brought to you by the Colgate Palmolive Peat Company.
Dream girl, dream girl, beautiful luster cream girl, hair that gleams and glistens from a luster cream shampoo.
Yes, Luster Cream Shampoo leaves hair with new three-way loveliness. One, fragrantly clean. Two, glistening with sheen. Three, soft, easy to manage. Luster Cream is not a soap, not a liquid, but an utterly new rich lathering cream shampoo. A blend of secret ingredients plus lanolin. Try Luster Cream Shampoo. 4-ounce jar, only $1. At all cosmetic counters. Also in smaller sizes. Be a dream girl. A lovely Luster Cream girl.
Dream girl, dream girl. Beautiful Luster Cream girl. You owe your crowning glory to a Luster Cream Shampoo.
This is Vern Smith reminding you to join us again next week for another Dennis Day Show, brought to you by Colgate Dental Cream to clean your breath while you clean your teeth, and Luster Cream Shampoo for soft, glamorous dream girl hair. Good night.
From January 28, 1948, joining Dennis Day in that one, Barbara Eiler as girlfriend Mildred, Dink Trout and Bea Benaderet as her parents, and John Brown as Mr. Willoughby. A Day in the Life of Dennis Day aired on NBC for 5 years, from the fall of 46 till the summer of 51. During that time, Day would continue to also work on the Jack Benny program. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on When Radio Was, Elliot Lewis's Labor of Love dramatic series, Crime Classics. It begins right after this.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
It looks like spring, the time of year for dust, pollen, busy birds, and bugs. The time to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash is fast and convenient at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Wind River.
River Resort and Casino is offering free seatings at our fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 8th, beginning at 9 a.m.
Seatings every 2 hours.
Buffet includes an array of sides and desserts, along with our signature omelet station and prime rib. Serve aside all-you-can-eat crab. Let us do all the preparing as you celebrate the mothers in your life.
Reservations highly suggested.
Book online at WinRiver.com or by calling 1-800-280-UWIN. For complete menu prices and seating, download the Wind River app and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Before we begin, everyone do me a favor. Thanks. Read a little thing I wrote called The Federalist Papers.
Yeah.
I explain how a nation's unlikely to survive without a strong central government to keep it alive. When I launched the central bank, Jefferson called me ill. Now you have my face to thank on every $10 bill. When America was cash-strapped, I pushed past that. Now some sicko makes crypto, and our nation backtracks.
Decentralized currency, yes, I invented it. I'm sure many governments wish they had prevented it. The national cash is how they keep control. But freedom to the people was my ultimate goal. Am I a pseudonym, a group of men? It doesn't even matter.
Nope.
I invented Bitcoin because fiat is a disaster. A man from Japan or a damn hologram. I'm the reason open season on crypto began.
Hey, Bitcoin Maxis. It's the Tokens Radio Show with our hosts, Christy Matthews, Linda Kent, and Cameron Walford.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Thomas Highland, connoisseur of crime, student of violence, and teller of murders. And now once again, Thomas Highland.
Colonel Fisk lay at the bottom of the stairs a few minutes before 4 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon, January the 6th, 1872. He was dying. His life was coming to an end. And he would be sorely missed by his family, Mrs. Fisk and the children, and by his intimates, among whom were Jay Gould, Boss Tweed, and the heavier stockholders of the day. A man dying, and I know the precise instant when his dying began. It started some months ago in a rather ornate house in Washington Square. Two women were talking, and the younger one said,
"Annie, how can I meet Colonel Fisk?"
That was the instant. And the older one said,
"Oh, dearie, dearie, dearie."
But the younger one was not young enough to take dearie for an answer.
"I mean it, Annie. I want to meet him."
"He's so wealthy, isn't he?"
"And all I have is a black and white silk dress and an empty purse. So very empty, dear Annie."
"Oh, often's in the rain, and empty purses sadden me so, dear Josie."
"And I've heard he's coming here tonight to visit with you."
"The dear Colonel says I set such a good table." Dear Josie."
"Yes?"
"Walk over there to that cabinet, dear Josie. In the very bottom drawer, you will find two candlesticks given to me by the minister from Egypt. Get them." "Yes. They are heavy, aren't they? Now put them on the table. And light them. Good. Now blow them out, gently.
Well, Annie?"
"Dear Josie, will you join the dear Colonel and me for dinner tonight?"
"So nice of you to ask. I'd be delighted, dear Annie."
So it was that Colonel Fisk and Josie Mansfield met. It was a highly successful meeting.
"I kiss your hand, Josie."
"You're a very sweet man."
"Isn't she a dear?"
"So lovely."
"And so poor."
"So sad."
The Colonel was a man easily touched. And this was the era for young widows, beautiful and penniless. It was the era for weeping at the mere thought of such a situation. It was a decade of compassion and champagne. And this night, the meeting night, was one of the most poignant of the decade.
Tomorrow, Josie, a jewel to lie against the throat.
Oh, Colonel.
My carriage will call for you at noon and bring you to me.
And where will you be?
At Tiffany's.
The necklace counter?
Of course, my dear. More wine? Diamonds become you.
Oh, Colonel. Oh, Colonel.
Look at it, dear. Do you like it?
It's very nice.
And it's all yours.
Oh, thank you. I've always wanted a home of my own. And servants of my own?
Six.
Kiss me, Colonel.
Good evening, Colonel.
Evening, Quimby. This is Mr. Stokes.
May I take your cane, sir?
Thank you, Quimby.
The mistress is in the drawing room. She's waiting for you.
This way, Stokes.
Hello, Colonel. And you must be the Colonel's best friend, Mr. Stokes.
I hope this is no imposition, ma'am.
Preparing dinner? Certainly not. I just sat here all day, listening to the new present the Colonel sent me. While the servants made ready.
Do you like the new music box, my dear?
It reminds me of you when you're away from me.
Such a pretty speech. How fortunate you are, Colonel.
Oh, wait till you taste her pheasant a la Aster.
I can hardly wait.
Will you two excuse me for a moment?
Where are you going, Colonel?
I left a small package for you out in the carriage, my dear.
Of course, we'll excuse you. So, you're Mr. Stokes.
So you're Josie.
I must say he was right. You are elegant.
He was right. You are very lovely.
You're younger than he told me.
And you... You're...
What?
You are.
Will you help me light the candles?
Josie.
Will you help me with the fireplace?
Josie.
The music box is run down. Will you...
Josie.
You won't help me with anything. You're wicked.
Yes, I am.
You're very wicked.
At the time Josie whispered this tender criticism, Mr. Edward Stokes was 5 feet 9 inches high. His head was covered with glossy curls, his complexion clear, his features regular, and his eyes, dark blue. He was dressed in the height of fashion, and his diamond studs gleamed brilliantly. And after the Colonel returned with a forgotten package...
Oh, a ruby pendant. Thank you, Colonel.
You're very welcome.
And after the wine was drunk and venison devoured, and the fingers dipped in the lemon water, after that evening of old friends and new, after that, there was a new day. And there was this...
Good morning, Mr. Stokes.
Good morning, Quimby.
The mistress is in the sitting room. She's waiting for you.
Thank you, my man. Josie.
Edward. Oh, wait, Edward. I was out this morning early shopping. Here, I bought something for you. Open it.
Josie. A pearl stick pin. There was no need for you to...
Oh, yes, there was. Now be quiet.
Several other scenes between these wild, storm-tossed lovers you might care to eavesdrop upon, since they'll give you a better understanding of the currents sweeping these two upon violent shores, like this one.
The best champagne in New York. Now take off your little shoe. Here, use my mallet, dear. This croquet has brought the pink to your cheeks. Make your shot.
As is always the case in skullduggery of this sort, there is an in the meanwhile. So, in the meanwhile, in the Park Avenue home of Colonel James Fisk, Jr., the colonel and his lady. The children have been tucked away for the night, the servants snug in their quarters, as were the animals. A quiet hour, an hour for a man and his wife, and for family discussion.
You fool! You cheat!
Dear, the children, you'll awaken them.
A woman like that.
Have you no compassion in your heart? She's a widow.
Ha, ha.
Alone in the world. I am but her advisor.
Ha, ha. Now that's all you are.
What are you talking about?
What all of New York is saying.
And that is?
Ha, ha.
And that is?
The most concerned is the last to know.
Know what?
Your precious widow and Edward Stokes.
What?
Ha, ha, Colonel. Now you know what I've been through. The aggravation, the shame, the heartache, the sorrow, the unrequited wrong.
I'm sorry, Colonel. It's so late at
Quimby.
Night.
Where is...
The mistress is in her boudoir.
Go awaken her.
Who is it, Quimby?
It's not Mr. Stokes, ma'am.
Why, good evening, Colonel.
What's this I hear about you and that scamp, Edward Stokes?
Why, what have you heard?
That you and he...
Who told you that?
My wife.
You'd better go back to her, Colonel.
Then it's true.
I love him very much.
Josie.
Go back to your wife.
I warn you.
You warn me? You, Colonel?
Listen to me. I'll ruin you.
Please. Go home.
You and Edward Stokes. Mark my word. I'll ruin the both of you. My promise to you, if it takes the rest of my life.
The colonel left. The colonel was driven to his club, where the colonel spent the night. And the next morning, early, the colonel began the final week of his life.
You're listening to Crime Classics on When Radio Was. We'll be right back after this break.
MusicRewind.com invites you to join the Rock and Roll Instrumental Party, a 3-CD compilation of the best rock and instrumental hits. Out to 60 original recordings from The Ventures, Dick Dale and the Deltones, Bo Diddley, The Champs, The Shadows, Chuck Berry, Johnny and the Hurricanes, Duane Eddy, Link Wray, and many more. Rock and Roll Instrumental Party now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Pay just $19.98, plus get a special bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code ROCKPARTY77.
Buy this 3-CD collection today for only $19.98 and celebrate the rock and roll instrumental party with MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember promo code ROCKPARTY77 to save on shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code ROCKPARTY77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Last week, we told you about Loodle. It's an online word game based on Wordle, where the words are, you guessed it, lewd. Gary Whitta is an author, screenwriter, game designer, and former editor of PC Gamer magazine. And he's found some surprising insights into human behavior with his new word game.
We wanted to have, like, some fun, and we wanted to be rude, but we wouldn't actually offend anyone. Mm-hmm. And what we discovered was a lot of people actually really wanted those words to be included, and we talked a lot internally, and we took a lot of player feedback, and then we ended up kind of changing our policy. He decided that those words would be included in the dictionary. If people wanted to try them, they can. And so it's been a really, really interesting experiment linguistically, kind of sociologically. You know, it's been a really fascinating, very specific little insight into human nature.
You can play Loodle for free at LoodleGame.com. That's LoodleGame.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to Crime Classics, starring Lou Merrill on When Radio Was.
I'd like to set the coordinates for you again. Take a reading of exactly where we are in time and space. The year is 1872. The place is New York City. Now, 1872 was a vintage year for pearls in the bottom of champagne glasses, of fatted railroad stocks, and the diamond harvest was spectacular. The term rags to riches was coined on a day in this year when a raggedy sewing machine girl was summoned from her chores, taken by the hand, dressed in silk, then released into a gilded cage. New York City at this time was a center for many similar dramas, one of which we're concerning ourselves with. Colonel James Fisk, Jr. had compassion for a widow named Josie Mansfield. Josie Mansfield had compassion for the colonel's friend, Edward Stokes. The colonel, upon hearing of this arrangement, immediately went into action, in a colonel-like manner.
Your Honor, I want to swear out a warrant for the arrest of Edward S. Stokes for embezzlement.
Why, certainly, Colonel. We'll have the culprit in jail in no time at all.
Inside, will you, Mr. Stokes?
Jailer.
Yes, sir, Mr. Stokes.
Do you have the list?
Yes, sir. Your living room furniture, the portraits, and the bed. I'll have them here in no time at all.
Edward Stokes was a model prisoner for 2 days. He was then released when the charge against him was dropped. Not to be outdone, he went into action in a manner which gained the plaudits of his cronies.
Your Honor, I want to swear out a warrant for the arrest of Colonel James Fisk, Jr. for false imprisonment.
Why, certainly, Mr. Stokes. We'll have the culprit in jail in no time at all.
Jailer?
Yes, sir, Colonel. The living room furniture, your easy chair in the library, and the bed. I'll have them here in no time at all.
War of nerves, tactics, and strategies, and reprisals. And the real victors, the gatherers of the loot, the lawyers. So the Colonel and Mr. Stokes called a truce, waved white napkins at each other across a gleaming table at Delmonico's.
Stokes, I think we've both acted like children.
I agree with you, Colonel.
Let me fill your glass. Yeah, a toast. To a friendship.
Our friendship, Colonel.
Enough of jails and lawyers and arguments. Life is too short.
I'll drink to that, too. Colonel?
And we can settle our affairs like men.
I'll drink to that, too.
No, wait. Let's settle our affairs first.
Delighted.
There is only one thing which stands in our way.
Obviously.
Josie Mansfield.
You're right.
Stokes, you're not ever to see her again.
Colonel?
Do you agree?
Colonel, you're a fat, stupid fool.
I accept that. But
You're never to see Josie Mansfield again.
Josie told me that if I saw you, I was to tell you you are a fat, stupid fool.
And you are. I warned you once, Stokes. I'm not going to warn you again.
Then I'll warn you. If you make any trouble, Colonel, you won't live to enjoy it. My promise to you.
Good evening, Mr. Stokes. The mistress is in the parlor.
Josie, wake up.
Oh, Edward. How nice, Edward.
Dearest, listen. It's important. Are you awake?
Well, of course, I just drowsed off. I was reading, waiting for you, and now you're here.
Josie, listen. It's about Colonel Fisk.
Oh, please don't talk about him. Not now.
He's ruined me.
What are you talking about?
I'm a pauper.
You? Well, you're one of the wealthiest young men in...
No, not now. I don't have a penny.
What happened?
The stocks I had, all my assets.
Well?
The colonel forced down the value of the Erie Railroad stocks, wiped me out.
Oh, Edward, I'm so sorry.
Josie.
Yes?
I'm poor now. Do you want me to leave? Never come back?
Darling Edward. Darling dearest Edward.
Josie.
We'll beat him. We'll destroy the colonel, you and I together.
That's impossible. He's too powerful.
He's a weakling.
What?
I can prove he's a weakling. He writes letters.
Letters?
I saved them. And that's not all.
What do you mean?
Dealings he's had. Dishonest business dealings. Would you like to look at them?
Dearest Josie, I love you so much.
Time for intermission in this Crime Classics episode. We'll be back after this short break.
A recent study indicated that less than 10% of the U.S. labor force is actually happy and fulfilled in their line of work. I'm Bill Martinez, man of God, conservative, and one of the largest nationally syndicated Hispanic radio hosts in the country. So what does it take to be happy and fulfilled? Well, first, you must enjoy what you're doing, especially when you're working 8 to 10 hours a day, right? Second, got to have a fair chance to win. Third, we have all been blessed with God-given gifts and talents. These must be exercised and developed. Studies have shown when these three key elements are working for you, it leads to fulfillment, something that about only 10% of the U.S. labor force actually enjoys today. But what's the final piece of finding fulfillment? It's something that comes only from God, and it happens when you leverage your temporal success to serve God and others. There you will discover freedom. That's right, freedom. No one can take that away from you. For more information, check out my show, BillMartinezShow.com.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Freshly. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at Freshly.com/terms.
I really want to eat better, but I don't have the time. What can I do?
Go to Freshly.com. Our nutritionist-approved meals are prepared by skilled chefs and delivered to you fresh every week.
I don't have time to prep and cook.
Freshly's meals are already cooked. Just put them in the microwave for 3 minutes, and you've got a hot, gourmet, delicious, nutritious meal. And now, get $125 off your first 5 orders when you text BITE to 64,000. With Freshly, there's no worry about grocery shopping, ingredient checking, or hours spent prepping and cooking. Savor Freshly's variety. From comfort food classics that are carb smart and gluten free to dairy free options, plant based meals, and more. And you can adjust meals and deliveries based on your schedule.
A healthy, delicious meal in 3 minutes? I have time for that.
That's Freshly.
And now get $125 off your first 5 orders when you text BITE to 64,000. That's BITE to 64,000. That's BITE to 64,000.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
And now let's wrap up this episode of Crime Classics on When Radio Was.
So that's why I thought it more discreet to hire a cab, Colonel. Surely you understand.
I must tell you, Stokes, when I agreed to meet you, to ride with you in a hired hack at night...
I explained the necessity of secrecy, Colonel.
As indeed you did not. You merely said secrecy. That is why I must tell you I am confused. Have you made another decision about Josie?
A tentative decision, Colonel.
Tentative?
Yes, it depends on you.
Oh?
I need money.
I know.
Badly.
I know.
Colonel?
Yes?
You love Josie very much, don't you?
I understand you now, Stokes.
I thought you would.
Do you want me to reimburse you for the money you've lost?
$250,000.
I know. In return for which, you'll give up Josie.
That's right.
I'm sure there must be a name for you, Mr. Stokes.
I'm sure of it.
I had an experience last night. I had dinner at home with my wife. The children were with us. After dinner, I played on the floor with my children. I heard them laugh. I heard my wife laugh, too. And I laughed, too. And there was no other meaning behind my laughter except enjoyment of my family.
Very touching.
And rewarding.
Then you're not interested in my proposal.
I'll get off at the next corner, Mr. Stokes. Tell the driver.
Of course. Next corner, cabby.
Well, Mr. Stokes, give my regards to Josie. Tell her I'm truly sorry for what's going to become of her. Goodbye, Mr. Stokes.
Colonel, wait.
I'm sorry, we have nothing else to talk about.
Except the letters.
What letters?
You have a rich way with words, Colonel. I congratulate you.
I don't understand.
Oh, of course you do. The letters you wrote to Josie.
I see.
All of them.
I see.
They could ruin you.
Perhaps.
I remember one of the letters opened with, "Dearest Josie, my poor little widow, your sad tears still on my shoulders."
$10,000.
And another, "Dear Josie, this morning I was at Tammany Hall, and with Boss Tweed, arrangements were made to relieve the city."
$10,000.
$250,000 for the letters, Colonel.
$10,000, or you may publish them or do what you want with them.
Surely you're not serious.
Good night, Mr. Stokes.
$10,000.
Bring your letters to me tomorrow, and you shall get your money. Good night.
An old almanac I have occasion to call on now and then says that Saturday, the 6th of January, in the year 1872, is the 66th anniversary of the Volunteer Fire Department of Roanoke, Virginia. Also, it predicts the day will be cold and clear with high westerly winds. So, we'll make an assumption. On a cold, clear Saturday morning, buffeted by the high westerly winds, Mr. Edward Stokes made his way to the Wall Street office of Colonel Fisk. Here he received more coldness and $10,000. Here he deposited with the colonel a stack of letters, wrapped in blue ribbon and sachet. Then Edward Stokes called on Josie Mansfield. He told her of the transaction. We must imagine that Josie's reaction went something like this.
You idiot! You bumbling, spineless idiot!
But Josie...
I should have known better than to trust you with those letters.
But $10,000 is better than nothing.
If you'd had the courage...
You told me $10,000 or nothing.
If you'd had the courage, he would have given you everything he owned. Why, the mere possession of the letter dated June 16th, 1871, would have been a fortune 10 times the amount you got.
But...
But what?
You have your jewels, this house. Surely you must be worth nearly $1 million yourself.
I love you, dear Edward, but that's my money. You'll just have... What is it, Quimby?
Miss Annie Wood wishes to speak with you.
Tell her I'm busy.
She said it's extremely urgent.
Extremely urgent.
Hello, Annie.
Josie, dear Josie, and dear Mr. Stokes.
Hello.
The judge came to see me for lunch a little while ago.
Judge? What are you talking about?
Judge Tripler.
Well, I don't see.
He just come from court. He just signed a warrant.
Yes?
For the arrest of dear Mr. Stokes on the charge of blackmail.
Colonel Fisk?
Yes. The dear judge told me that the colonel asked him to sign such a warrant. Josie?
Yes?
We'll be seeing each other more often, won't we, dear Josie?
Publication of the time. I quote, "The next that was seen of Edward Stokes, as far as is known, was at a few minutes before 4 o'clock, when he was walking carelessly up and down the main corridor of the Grand Central Hotel on the parlor floor. This corridor is one story above the street, is parallel with Broadway, and at its northern end is reached by a staircase from the street. Passing and repassing the head of the staircase, Stokes glanced furtively down the stairs. It was nearly 4 o'clock when Colonel James Fisk, Jr., drove up in a carriage to the door. Stepping out of his carriage and walking briskly across the pavement, he passed through the outer door of the hotel. When he had done so, he was heard to inquire for a certain Annette Latour. He was told she was in and started up the stairs.
Good afternoon, Colonel.
Stokes, don't!
You'll ruin me.
For the love of heaven, someone help me!
Stokes was restrained a block away. The colonel didn't die immediately. He was lifted by 3 bellhops and taken to chambers supplied by the management. Doctors were called, and the colonel joked with them, as he joked with his many friends who came to visit him. He joked with everybody. Next day, in the middle of a joke, he died. Thomas Stokes pleaded self-defense. He was convicted of manslaughter in the third degree. Josie Mansfield spent her remaining days with her aunt, Miss Annie Wood. James Fisk, Jr., tonight's crime classic, was adapted from the original court reports and newspaper accounts by Morton Fine and David Friedkin. The music was composed and conducted by Bernard Herrmann, and the program is produced and directed by Elliot Lewis. Bob Lamond speaking.
That true story from 1870s New York, The Checkered Life and Sudden Death of Colonel James Fisk, Jr., was recreated for radio on June 29, 1953. As you heard, leading that stellar cast was Bill Johnstone as Fisk. Of course, he was a very busy radio star, spending 5 years as The Shadow, was Lieutenant Ben Guthrie on the lineup, played Inspector Kramer on Nero Wolfe, and showed up in numerous other series, including The Cavalcade of America, Suspense, and The Whistler. While primarily a radio performer, Johnson also did a little film and television work. In 1951, he had a brief role in a Bob Hope comedy motion picture, co-starring Hedy Lamarr. Can you name it? I'll provide the answer and wrap up when radio was right after this.
Do you like a good detective story?
Osric Tragen's murderer is right here among us.
What?
Talking about you, silly.
Are you sure?
I'm sure, Finn. I know who did it, and I know how to prove it. But I'm going to need your help.
Do you like a little danger?
Shot so close it lifts the brim of my hat. I dive for cover into the flower bed beside the house, and I play dead. Nothing happens for 30 seconds. Then I hear a twig snap somewhere near the gravel driveway. I slowly turn my head to the left and I see him silhouetted in the moonlight. Guy's standing there with his rifle in one hand and a handgun in the other. He's coming to put another slug in me to be sure that I'm dead. I ease my gun up to firing position, but if I miss him or wound him,
It's going to be all over for me.
Perhaps you should investigate Radio Spirit's 8-CD collection, Imagination Theater, The Investigators. 22 cases of crime from Sherlock Holmes, Harry Nile, Hillary Kane, Dameron, Mr. Darnborough, and more. It's New Time Radio in the old-time style, and it's some of producer Jim French's best work.
Now I'm walking back through the fog that boils up through the Vieux Carré from the Mississippi. Makes me feel like I'm the only human alive on Bourbon Street at 3 in the morning. Only I'm not.
Imagination Theater, The Investigators, is regularly $31.95. But When Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $15.98. That's half price. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code DANGER77.
There is an element of danger, but mostly it's just more of a puzzle than anything else.
Get your copy of Imagination Theater, The Investigators today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code DANGER77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by Asus.
So you're upgrading that desktop or laptop, and you want to do the right thing for the environment and recycle your computer. But what about all that data, including your personal information, still on the hard drive? Well, Tim Marchison from CBL Data Recovery fills us in on their free data shredder tool.
That's correct. It was the CBL Data Shredder, which was developed by our engineers. It will overwrite all of the sectors and zero them out on storage media, whether it's an old hard drive or external unit, a laptop. It removes to various standards of your choosing, whether it be RCMP standards or the Peter Gutmann 36 pass standard.
Wow. All of this sounds thorough. Yeah.
Yeah, it is thorough, and it's meant to eliminate any chance of having your information roam freely out in the world should you decide to get rid of your storage.
And that keeps your personal info protected.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about a 1951 Bob Hope, Hedy Lamarr comedy motion picture. The title, My Favorite Spy. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done this time around. But be sure, though, to visit us at whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.